100.7 FM, WJFK.
Hiya there, fellas, and hiya there, gals. Here's one of your real DJ pals. He's the guy who spins your favorite platter. The guy who makes with a clever pattern. Let's give the boy a hand on your make-believe bandstand.
WJFK. Hey,
James.
Well,
howdy, hi. You can relax because we are here.
As the ratings go up, up, up.
Yeah.
Competition will down, down, down.
Whoa.
Spread through the nation.
There's
shows the most.
Wahoo!
From coast to coast.
So, toss my salad.
Yeah. Hello, fellow salad tossers. Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara. As usual, Dan Gavinius. Good guy time, chime time, much more music time.
So, toss my salad.
Toss my salad time, 239. We will protect and serve you.
Don and Mike are the ones who will best entertain you. Great radio
pair. We're straight.
On the air.
Thank you, Donna, my singers. Hello, I'm Don, he's Mike.
Mm-hmm.
And it's our festive little pre-show on 106.7 FM Washington, WJFK, 1300 AM Baltimore. Same festive moniker, WJFK.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Not everybody speak Nell. hi, Buzz, and welcome to the program. We've got an awful lot of stuff to cram into today's show. I know I say that every day, but today more so.
Yes.
Because tomorrow is a truncated program.
It indeed is, as we wing our way out to Phoenix, Arizona for the fabulous Super Bowl.
Our thanks to the good people at United Airlines.
Yes, a wonderful airline.
You know, as usual, the station has got us going to the Super Bowl the most bass-ackwards of ways.
Mm-hmm.
Diana and Daryl left today.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Tomorrow, Buzz and Sherry are leaving on one flight
from one airport.
You and I are leaving on an airplane from another airport.
That's correct.
But Buzz and Sherry originally had the best of the deal because you guys had a half-hour layover somewhere?
Yeah, very short.
Mike and I were scheduled to arrive, leave National Airport tomorrow night at 7, and arrive in Phoenix at 4 a.m.
There you go.
That's a good deal.
That's the WJFK travel staff.
So we made some last-minute arrangements.
Yeah, we called Hillary, and she got things straightened out. That would be one of the travel gate jokes now.
Hey, bada bing!
Thank you so much. And I'm ready with some political observations today.
I think it was an interesting speech last night.
I don't want to say anything about Clinton. I just want to talk about Bob Dole. That's all I'm going to be talking about today. Is Bob Dole. And I'm going to start a contest today. Who's going to die first? George Burns or Bob Dole?
Hey, funny, you know, you better mind your P's and Q's there. You better mind your P's and Q's before you start talking about Bob Dole.
I never thought I'd say this, but you Republicans out there, you better see what Quayle's doing. Who's going to vote for that old guy? For goodness sakes. So we were on this flight that would get us to Phoenix at 4 o'clock in the morning.
That's right.
And the good people at United Airlines came through and got us on another plane. And we say thanks to them.
Thanks a lot.
So things are moving full speed ahead.
That's right.
We will start the program today when we get on the network here at 3 o'clock. We will start the program with a birthday nude for Scott the Dwarf.
I don't think I've ever seen Scotty quite this excited.
Mm-mm. He is our brand new intern, 30 years young, and he's a dwarf. He's proud of it. And looking forward to getting his first ever nude adult entertainment birthday surprise.
Nice to know that the big 3-0 will be a memorable one for him.
Yeah, so we'll start with that today, then on with the program. My dog has had the snip. I shall tell you all about that.
Congratulations to Colonel Clink.
He still has not figured out that they're gone.
Does he have any kind of cone around his head, or is he...
No, he's fine.
Oh, right.
He just hasn't figured out that they're gone.
Yeah, probably never will.
Also on the program today, I want to do a follow-up if we can. Maybe we can at least start it today, a follow-up on the guys and the gals who appear on our CD-ROM nude,
yes,
the strip trivia players. I'd like to know how our interactive CD-ROM has changed their lives.
Absolutely. I think that's a Where Are They Now segment.
I remember Lexi is the only one that I remember by name, sure. Oddly, strangely.
I think we all remember that name. I can't tell you why, but we all do.
Then there was another woman who was the cheerleader.
Yes.
And then there were the two guys, and I couldn't pick them out of a lineup if my life depended on it.
Neither could I.
But we will find out about their whereabouts, hopefully, on today's program. Oh, and during the show today, Diana Silva, who is the world's most nervous flyer.
Yes. Yeah.
She's flying to Phoenix today for our Super Bowl show on Friday.
Right.
She will call us from the airplane.
Wonderful.
Oh, good.
Heavily medicated.
That's terrific.
Diana Silva.
After she talks to the pilots.
Now, about the CD-ROM, yeah, after she gets the pilots to say hello to her.
Right?
When they're doing the warm-up there, when they're getting everybody set for takeoff.
That's right.
Here's your clue for today for our interactive CD-ROM.
Mm-hmm.
By now, you've figured out that some of the items you find in the game need to be placed in your PV-119. But what happens when you complete the PV-119?
Aha.
Here is the solution to the mystery of the PV-119. Once you fill the PV-119 with the proper items, you'll see a mini-movie that shows a radio coming out of one of the paintings.
Hmm.
But this is a painting you've never seen before. What you need to do is go to one of the blank paintings.
Mm-hmm.
You'll find the radio there. But only after you solve the PV-119.
Uh-huh.
What do you do with the radio after you have it?
What do you do?
For the answer, stay tuned. And coming soon. Ah! The mystery of the empty room.
All right.
CD-ROM's still available. It's out there. It's fantastic. Kicks the crap out of Myst.
Sure does.
1-8... They got no naked people in Myst.
No.
1-800-529-9900. Use Iron Finger, Visa, MasterCard, and all the rest. Our interactive CD-ROM is both IBM and Mac friendly.
Yeah.
Now, hold on. One thing of a public interest note before we go to Radio's Buzz Burbank. Got it right here. My wife, who works at the American Cancer Society, bless her heart, wants everybody to know that the American Cancer Society is holding a Relay for Life rally. Oh, they're doing that thing again this year where we got to go out to the, well, some of us have to go out to the track and walk or run for 24 hours straight.
Yes.
The rally is tomorrow night at Studebaker's at Tyson's Corner. Prizes, food, and information about how you can become a part of the Relay for Life coming up June 1st and 2nd. To reserve your free ticket to the rally, I am surprised they're not selling these babies.
Mm-hmm.
Call 790-6628, and that's in 703.
Enjoy the rally.
Yeah, the American Cancer Society and the Relay for Life rally is tomorrow night at Studebaker's at Tyson's Corner. Now at 2:45, here's Buzz, then we'll be right back. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike. Republicans in the House are all but giving up on a complete balanced budget agreement. Newt Gingrich says a 7-year plan to balance the books just isn't possible with President Clinton in office. But Gingrich says there is some common ground, and he says those budget cuts could be implemented now as kind of a down payment toward a balanced budget. And Gingrich says he thinks a deal will be signed to keep the government up and running beyond this weekend. Some anger has boiled over outside the offices where O.J. Simpson is giving a deposition. Kim Goldman says she's angry about being locked out. She says Simpson's afraid to look her in the eye because she thinks he killed her brother. The Goldman family and Nicole Brown Simpson's relatives are suing O.J. for wrongful death. Simpson's lawyers have exercised their right to have Kim removed from the hearing since she's not a direct participant. Her father is. He's still in the hearing. Observing what he calls major inconsistencies in O.J.'s story. Simpson scheduled to appear on Black Entertainment Television tonight for what's been billed as a no-holds-barred interview. How much are you willing to give up to lose weight? The government's approved the first zero-calorie artificial fat. At first, Olestra will be used in snack foods. It can cause side effects such as cramps and diarrhea, but the Food and Drug Administration says consumers can decide for themselves whether to eat it. Critics who wanted it kept off the market say it also robs the body of vitamins D, E, and beta-carotene. New York, New York, where even the beauty contestants are surly. That story in sports, next. This podcast brought to you by Washington area Isuzu dealers. You're listening to the Don and Mike Show on WKFK. Now with a first look at traffic, here's Sherry Licker.
Thank you, Buzz. In Virginia, about 5 hours ago, had a tractor-trailer overturned that was filled with orange juice. That's on northbound 95.
Okay.
Fortdale Boulevard. Okay. Right now, what they're doing is they're diverting you into the west area and then turning you around and getting you just past the accident back on northbound 95. Or what you can do is get off on 234, which is before the accident, and avoid it altogether. Right now,
me,
delays
wife Larry.
On northbound 95.
Okay.
before Quantico.
Okay.
In Montgomery County, look out for an accident. Wintergate at Norbeck and one on Randolph Road at Rockingham. I'm Sherry Licker, Metro Traffic Control for WJFK.
Thanks, Sherry. In sports, bullets forward Chris Webber says his injured left shoulder will keep him out of back-to-back games for the rest of the season. He says he's afraid consecutive games would cause the shoulder to separate again, so Webber won't play in tonight's game in Charlotte. Orioles owner Peter Angelo says if Art Modell can get such a sweet deal from the state of Maryland, he should be able to get a similar deal.
Oh, God.
Angelos is demanding the state rewrite his contract for Camden Yards to match Modell.
Or what? Or he's going to move?
Among other things, that would have the state building a new training facility for the O's, building more skyboxes, and coming up with a better deal on parking and concessions.
Has he taken a look at the stadium that he's in right now, the greedy little man?
I got a message for you.
So, talk to my stallion.
Speaking of owner madness, the owner of the Baltimore Stallions.
Oh, yeah, this is going to happen.
He has a plan to please the football fans in both Cleveland and Baltimore.
Yeah, this is going to happen.
Keep the Browns in Ohio and let his CFL team become an NFL team.
Count on that, Slicky boy.
Jim Spiros is asking for a chance to pitch the idea at the next NFL owners meeting February 8th. That's the day the owners will consider the Browns move to Baltimore. And just yesterday, Paul Tagliabue was saying there'll be no more expansion for a while.
He's a Jerry Jones wannabe. That's Spiros.
I had him pegged when we had him here on the show.
Yeah,
he's a slicky boy.
Sure is.
Remember, he didn't like our little deal, the call of play, that we'd call a play for that team.
No, I didn't like it at all. I spit on him.
Petulie, the state medical examiner says the death of the University of Maryland Baltimore County basketball player on New Year's Day was caused by the irregular beat of an enlarged heart. 19-year-old Matt Skalski collapsed at a party in Montgomery County. Finally, grace and poise are just as important as beauty in most of the pageants we see on television. And then there's the Miss New York pageant, where beneath the beauty is all the ugliness of rush hour on the subway. It's come to this. Officials of the Miss New York pageant say this year's winner has failed to fulfill her duties and that they're taking away her crown. Miss New York says there haven't been any duties and that she's been mistreated by those officials. And she's suing them for $2 million. Pageant officials say the trouble started when Ellen Goldsby got a job as an understudy for the Broadway show Master Class. She says the trouble started when she was left stranded in Atlantic City after the big Miss America pageant. She's accused those officials of trying to wreck her good name. They've accused her of having, quote, a problem with the truth. Next month, the crown goes to the runner-up of the Miss New York pageant, if they can pry it out of Helen's hands, that is. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz. We will return on WJFK.
We don't want to keep our friends from the network waiting.
No, we don't.
Well, I think I'm going to keep them.
No, you're going to be a good boy.
Now, WJFK's Don and Mike Show reaches out beyond Washington and Baltimore, stretches out beyond the Beltway, across the mountains and valleys, to broadcast from sea to shining sea. This is the Don and Mike Show.
And we're in competition with other networks. Not with a bunch of punks broadcasting out of a closet.
Copyright 1996, Infinity Broadcasting, all rights reserved. A presentation of Westwood One Entertainment and a production of Washington, D.C. Superstation 106.7 WJFK.
Why don't you run outside and jerk yourself a soda?
Hey, jerks.
My name's Forrest. Forrest Gump.
Tell us what you're looking for sympathy. Is that it, sweetie? We're way over here. Bring me a cup of water. I'll play to
you. You want a chocolate?
Come on,
I could eat about a million and a half of these.
Where's my drink? I hit you for a drink.
I'm not a smart man.
I just asked you for a drink.
You want a chocolate?
Hey, mumbling, stuttering, you know that?
My mom always said life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
You let this punk get away with every time. What's the world coming to? world is coming to. How do you like that?
Why don't you
like that? Right? What the f*** matter? What is the f*** matter?
What are you, stupid or what? I'm kidding with you. What the f*** are you doing?
What the f*** are you, sick maniac? I don't know if you're kidding. What do you mean you're kidding? You're breaking my f***ing wall?
I'm fucking kidding with you. You f***ing shoot the guy?
Dead.
Yes, here comes the moment I'ma break out the left down, so on the air without a doubt. So listen up to the mix, the scheme is out. All of the DJs is set up, get them out. We're about to do it to complete the whole team. Live on my mic so it's like a teenage wet dream. You can't beat them, so don't mistreat them. And if you think you can, if I beat them, just eat them. So listen up to the words that they say, and listen to the faith to help you get through their day. Get sober. Let's get sober. Let's get sober. No jacket on my mic till the show is over. Let's get sober. Let's get sober. Let's get sober. No jitters on my mic till the show is over. Can you get the 10 and the big line? No need for glasses, it's the itchy eye. Choose the color and hard for cash. Low budget deputy and the fish ass. Here's a few of the games that they play. So you can see the friends help to get to their day. Let's get sober. Let's get sober. Let's get sober. No jitters on the mic. First up. Let's get sober. Let's get sober. No jackets on the mic till the show is over. 20 hours a week is all that you ask for. Better than sex, I don't know, I'm not sure. Let me think about it, son. Now see, I know I get more done in mic than D. The show is live all across the nation and guaranteed to be the next generation. So sit back and listen and have some fun and listen to the show that is number one in sin. Let's stay sober. Let's stay sober. Let's stay sober. No jackets on the mic till the show is over. Let's stay sober. Let's stay sober. Top of drinking down the mic, cause the show is over.
To get things under control. In order to do that, we have to clear this area immediately. So please go home and stay there. We'll keep in touch with you through your radio station.
We're broadcasters. In our business, morals are one thing, but ratings are everything.
Do you ever find Bugs Bunny attractive when you put on a dress and play a girl bunny? No.
No.
Neither did I. I just asked him.
Ronin?
Yeah?
What's the Superman's name?
Clark Kent.
No. The actor.
Christopher Reeve.
The new one.
Dean Cain?
Right. Now, where does he work?
At the Daily Planet newspaper in Metropolis.
Hey.
I know. I'm just teasing. They're on the Warner Brothers.
Fine. Could you get him for me, please?
Sure.
Dean Cain, Hank Kingsley. Listen, I just wanted to call you, congratulate you on the People's Choice gig. It's another sweet near case. And here it is, bottom line. Al Philip Hartman, you don't want this guy. You can't understand this guy. You don't want to be introduced as Superman, do you? Whereas I, your biggest man, will be able to announce you as Superman. Or Dean Cain, sure, whatever you think. Hello?
Scrotums, give me the news.
Hello? Denise? Honey? Honey, I have some bad news.
Oh, yes. You are not coming into work in the morning.
You're a dork. You're a just a dorky looking white guy here.
And I know when you came, when you were coming over here, you yelled, "Where is Rob A?" Do you often find yourself wondering where Rob Spiewak is?
I've never even seen Rob Spiewak. I just hear about him on the radio, so I have no idea what he looks like.
He's a very handsome man, and perhaps someday I'll introduce him to you. I think you would be glad to know that as you were walking by and with all these other things on your mind, you asked for him. So would there be a private message you'd have for Rob Spiewak right now?
I don't know.
Would you just say, Rob, this is Gus, I love you?
Oh, I don't know if I love him.
But... I mean, love him like, not in that way, you know, love him like one human being loves him.
Like you guys love him.
Yeah, yeah, I'll say it. I love Rob Spiewak. How about you, Gus? Do you love him?
Oh, yeah, if you love him, I love him.
Beautiful. Thank you, Gus. Keep your head up.
Thanks, I appreciate it.
But I didn't cheer. I stood right up and started shouting, "This isn't what happened last week! Have you all got amnesia? They just cheated us! This isn't fair! He didn't get out of the Costa Duty car!"
Hey. How about a hug?
Oh. I hate goodbyes.
You are the best thing on the radio!
Dynamite, my brother.
He's Super Bowl bound, but before he goes to Arizona, here's Buzz Burbank with a piece of advice for all the peewee players out there. Hi, Buzz.
The following program contains adult language and scenes with full frontal nudity. Your discretion is advised.
Oh, yeah.
Live from the Scotty Room inside the Nude Center in scenic, beautiful, and really toothless Fairfax, Virginia, it's the Don and Mike Show. Whoa, 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 starring Don Geronimo and featuring Mike O'Mara with Buzz Burbank, Diana Seelman, Sherry Licker, C.L. Broyhill, along with Bobo Spiewak and the Don and Mike family of tofu eating dropouts from society with. Matty Moore, not since I've been taking my decongestion. Today, we celebrate the 30th birthday of Scott the Dwarf, the only way we know how. Cake and nudes.
Happy birthday.
The Highway Love Connection for either a ski trip or tickets to see Tony Bennett in concert. Our new shopping mall cell phone main game. Underwear of the rich and famous. Another call to our Super Bowl hotline. Dr. James Capers. Now, a pet psychic. Sure, why not? Still another clue to help you solve the mystery of Sterling Trivia in the world of Don and Mike, our interactive CD-ROM. To get your very own copy, just call 1-800-529-9900 and use Iron Finger with Visa or MasterCard and pony up $39.99. And welcome to Skin City. Yeah! Order yours before they're all gone. And thank you, Dwarf Hard. Along with the Don and Mike disease of the day.
Yeah, I'm ready for it. Lay it on me, Big Daddy.
Today, mononucleosis.
Oh, that's the kissing disease.
Right, yeah, got it right now. Not enough of that.
Sure, why not? Feels good.
It's on with the tomfoolery and hijinks. And without further ado, let the big old fat old cartoon begin.
So here he is with his big jukebox, the number one man of all the shop.
Hey,
Mr. Record Man, what we need is turn up the sound on the record machine. Roll back the gloves and stand up, folks.
Stand up, Sherry.
Here comes the man with the music and jokes.
Oh, sorry.
Oh.
Talk my salad.
He's gonna play the top 10 and the bottom 15. You know his face. It's a song if he. So let's start to swing.
Swing.
And let's start to sway.
Sway.
Here comes the guy with the records to play.
So I said, record my finger.
Here we go. All right, ready for some action, topicality, and lots of fun.
Pull my finger.
And my dog, Blue, my pappy.
Coming to you live via the Westwood One Radio Network. It's up.
Got a great new beginning to the show.
All right. Ow.
Show's over.
Motor activate. Hello, via the Westwood One Radio Network around North America. Don Geronimo with Mike O'Mara, and thank you for listening. Mononucleosis, that's the disease of the day, and this bulletin just handed to me.
Really?
The man who dubbed mononucleosis the kissing disease has died.
Oh, no.
Dr. Al Evans passed away Sunday, and they just found it out today. Today is Wednesday.
Sometimes the family doesn't release the information immediately, or sometimes we don't immediately know who he was. Right.
They wanted to kiss him goodbye.
Now, listen, before we get to Scott's birthday nude, and this will be the opening salvo of today's program.
Yes.
A couple of things that I want to discuss after Scott gets his nude and all the birthday fun is.
Very good.
First, I want to tell you about what happened to my dog, Colonel Clay, the German Shepherd, who was snip today.
Back from the recovery room.
Okay. Then I want to spend a brief amount of time talking about the man who is now making Don Imus look like Jack LaLanne, Bob Dole.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's a contest now, as I mentioned to you before. Who will die first, George Burns or Bob Dole? If I'm Clinton, I think I got this thing locked up based on Bob Dole's appearance after the State of the Union address last night.
I just want you to mind your tongue, mister. I just want you to make sure you're not making any kind of statements you can't make up there, you know. I mean, you don't think it's funny.
It simply has become, who do you want? Somebody who you think is going to live for all 4 years in the presidency?
I want you to come join me on the treadmill. I can do just fine. Don't tell you worry about that. I'm fine. A-okay. Join me for a big workout.
I want to talk about the Crypt Keeper. I want to talk about Bob Dole.
All right.
Also today, the guy who I think has the biggest wedgie factor of anybody today is George Seifert, who's the head coach of the San Francisco 49ers. Reason being, Bill Walsh, you know, the guy who everybody calls a genius.
Yes.
He was the coach of the 49ers, and George Seifert was his assistant.
Right.
The 49ers didn't go to the Super Bowl. So now they're bringing Bill Walsh back as George Seifert's assistant.
That's right. Wink, wink.
Wedgie.
Ever since he did that karaoke commercial.
He's gone downhill from there.
See, he got on TV. He was the stoic George Seifert on the sidelines with his white hair, just sitting over there being the coach of the Niners, and now he goes out and he does that dumb commercial, and that's it.
And the first time they lose a game, they're going to be screaming, bring the genius in.
Right.
So how does a guy go from being the assistant to being the coach, and is he really going to treat Bill Walsh like an assistant?
Then maybe there'll be a joint coaching situation.
All right, so I want to talk about that today. Also, want to call the Steelers to find out why they've only got the sticker on one side of the helmet.
We never found that out yesterday.
And I think this will be pretty funny for those of you who are computer literate. We'll tell you about the computer fun we had today before the program.
Oh, yes. Oh, let me bend over and get the paddle out already.
Living here in the 21st century. The modern man. I'm going to call Mike Mr. Roboto for the rest of today's show. Domo arigato, Mr. Roboto.
Dunstan checks in.
All of that coming before we get to the Highway Love Connection today with the Tony Bennett stuff.
Yes.
Underwear of the Rich and Famous, the 109-year-old guy who had a birthday yesterday. We were not able to get a hold of him. But now, first item, first on the agenda. Come on in, Scotty.
Scott, happy birthday to you.
It's Scott the Dwarf. Scott, our newest intern, 30 years young today.
Right.
Scott, let me be the first to say,
happy birthday to you.
Yep.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you, Scott.
Thank
happy
you.
Birthday, happy
now, there was
birthday,
that part, ever a guy who's been looking forward to the
heart
treatment he's going to get. It's Scott the Dwarf.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
And as a matter of fact, Scott asked for the special treatment that he's getting today.
Come on
Scott
now.
Scott didn't ask. Scott begged for the special treatment.
Sure did.
Lies, all lies.
Started the hints last week, came in and said, hey, Donnie, my birthday next week. Any chance I could get some of that
special treatment?
Every day he's been asking.
And today,
Pinocchio, you are a real boy.
I just first of all want to say, honey, I love you more and more each day.
Yeah, I had a chance to meet your wife, and how's she going to feel about this, Scotty?
I got the coolest wife ever.
Oh, you do?
Yeah,
right.
She's pretty awesome.
This will put her to the test.
She's pretty awesome.
Here is your dwarf-sized cake.
Thank you.
All right, there it is. Hey, German chocolate.
Simply too cheap to get the big one, so we get to like one of those Pepperidge Farm babies.
Yeah, that's
nice.
Right out of the box, Scott.
Enjoy.
And you're 30 today, Scotty?
Yes, I am.
All right. And I don't have a gift for you. I do have a card for you, though.
Thank you very much.
Open that up, Scott.
I'm going to open it up now.
I love the smell of burning candles.
You want me to open up these now?
Yes, I wish you'd read.
Do you mind? Can I get my little stool?
Yeah, absolutely. Get your milk carton. Scott's got to go get his milk carton. He is jacked up. He's the back. Happy birthday guy today.
Yeah, sure is.
He's one horny dwarf.
All right.
There you go.
He is.
All right.
Looking forward to today. How much did you sleep last night?
You know what? Truth is, I slept a half hour.
Really?
That is the definite truth.
Yeah, you look like you slept a half hour.
Thank you very much for that compliment. Are my palms sweaty?
That's all right.
Hey, yeah, Scott, did you like my birthday gift?
Yes. It was a lot of fun.
Standard Michael Merrick gift. What did you give me? $20.
$20.
I only got five.
Well, right? You got 20.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure. The least I can do.
All right.
Believe me, it's the least I can do.
A man among men.
That's my card.
Happy birthday, big boy. Happy birthday, Scott. Thank you, Don.
You're very welcome. That's great.
I have one from Sherry. Shall I open that?
Sure.
Sherry, you're not going to be in here when I...
No.
Okay. I'm a little embarrassed, you know.
Either have a religious theme or it'll be in a foreign language.
Okay. 85. 85?
What does it say?
85. Happy birthday.
All right.
Happy 85th birthday to a truly remarkable person. Happy, happy birthday. Hope it's great. Love, kisses, and hugs, Sherry. All Thank right. you very much, Sherry.
I think the operative gift for you today would have been some antiperspirant.
All right, Dennis.
Lay off.
Sweating like Dennis Murphy.
I know that
it's hot in here. You guys turned up the thermometer.
Yeah.
So
sure we did. All 58 degrees.
Yeah, sure we did, Scott. There are more cards and more gifts waiting for you.
Thank you.
But we want to bring in now the birthday gift that you requested, and we are glad.
Well,
now wait. We've all been in the situation before.
Okay. Yes,
because I don't want to go home and get yelled at because there was a nude in here. He doesn't want to go home and get yelled at.
That's right.
He doesn't want to go home and get yelled at.
I have no problem. Have a seat, Scott.
There you go. Scott, this is for you.
This is for you, man.
Thank you very much.
Because you asked for it. Come on, be honest.
All right, I asked for it.
All right. There you go. Now that that's out of the way. Let's meet your young gal.
And here she is.
There she is. Hi, come on, step around. Who are you?
Ashley.
Ashley.
Ashley, you've visited us once before, isn't that right?
Mm-hmm.
For Buzz? Was that for Buzz?
No, I was actually dancing for Buzz because I wasn't allowed in here. Because
it was my birthday night.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Right.
Ashley, is that gum in your mouth? Is that gum in your mouth?
Why?
Do you have gum? Can I have it, please?
Yeah.
Thank you.
No gum showing a lot in the studio, actually.
No gum on here.
Oh,
yes. Pepperminty.
Very pepperminty.
Yeah, no gum chewing, please, Ashley. Ashley is a...
That's the straight gang you do that I'm never going to get tired of. I'll tell you that.
Ashley is courtesy of Amazing Entertainment. In 301, call 794-4300.
Yeah, I tell you, the way you can win an argument with me anytime, you just say, look at me in the eye and say, can you do the gum trick? And you'll win every time. I'll tell you that right now.
And Ashley, you have your boombox? You have your ghetto blaster? What kind of performance today for Scott? Because he's super jacked.
I think we need to do a little move and
handcuffs. Oh, handcuffs.
Handcuffs.
All right, well, that's
the little one.
Oh, look at your little
Oh, look at that. A little bit. Oh, and she's putting them on
thumb cuffs.
Scott's thumbs. Oh, that's terrific.
All right. Sorry,
have you ever been in bondage before, Scott?
No, I have not. Hey, this is terrific, Scott. What a great start to the show. All right, Ashley, what's next on the agenda?
I think
the music.
Well, Barry, if you would hit the boombox, please.
All right. Now Ashley is beginning to perform for Scotty.
Now, Scott, what we need here is we need some running play-by-play from you, Scott.
How you feeling right now, Scott? I think Scott's just going.
I
picked the wrong time to wear boxer shorts.
Hey, and Rob, can you move his microphone a little closer to Scott's mouth so we can hear all of the. All of the reactions.
Hello.
All right. Just a little more dialogue, Scott. I know
so Scott, what's happening? My view is...
His
forehead's popping up. The view is obstructed from where I'm at. You got to give me a little hand here. What's happening?
She's wearing something white, very thin.
That would be her... That would be her G-string there, Scotty.
And it's very, very nice. It's a very nice G-string there.
What's it
like? Am I red here?
Yes. Okay. That means the blood's going the wrong way.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, dear. Dear me. What a way to start a show.
Deary dear.
Man.
Now, what's happening now, Scott?
No, it's not a man.
I got...
What's happening, Scott?
She's taking her breath.
Okay. We don't need that much detail on the radio.
It'd be
very
graphic.
We try to talk in the, you know, make your play-by-play here like the clues we give for the world of Don and Mike, our CD-ROM.
1-800-529-9900.
That's what I'm thinking about, Don.
What's happened? I don't see anything.
I have a question.
Did she drop something on the floor or something?
No, there's been nothing dropped except her clothing.
You happen
Scott.
To have a twin sister about 3 foot tall. Is it?
It's the Scott and Ashley show, ladies
Hello,
and gentlemen.
Hello, Ashley.
Oh, wow. Ooh.
All right.
And do you notice the lights in Mr. Burbank's studio have been dimmed?
I'm just trying to help the mood.
I know. You're creating some mood lighting.
Exactly. Look at the dirty old man over there. Now, is she got her clothes off yet, Scott?
Yeah, she does. She's got her top off, Don.
Is this the best birthday you've ever had?
Yeah, by far is the best birthday I have ever had. Thank you very much.
Are you glad you came to work for the Don and Mike show?
I came to work at the right time.
There you go.
Happy birthday.
You can turn the trees over down.
Sure.
Down or up, whatever you like.
It's your performance, Ashley. We're just here to help.
Whatever you like, Dolly.
Oh.
Adjust the volume.
Oh, my. Oh, yes.
Now, what's happening? I can't see. You guys
got total nudity is happening, though.
Her drawers just left the building.
You know,
Scott's got a new Sierra.
She's got her underpants on. You know, you look like a baby bonnet. You almost look like a baby.
What do you say in a situation like this?
I say I'm seeing the idea for the next interactive CD-ROM. That's what I'm thinking right now. How do you get to Scott's party room?
party.
Join the birthday party with Scott.
Now, Scott, what's happening? What's happening over there?
She is so expertly flaunting herself in front of me.
So expertly.
And she is completely naked at this point.
I must say.
Have you had a lot of adult entertainment such as this prior to today?
Not as good as this, Don.
Not as good. You've never been sitting with a gal's underpants on your head with a show for one, huh?
And
no,
now she's going
not.
Into a briefcase, Scott, and getting something out for you.
Uh-oh. What is she doing now?
Yes.
On your knees, mister.
Oh, my.
Ashley, that might not be necessary.
What is she doing?
Uh-oh.
All right.
Now.
How are you supposed to get, Scott?
Oh, no. Scott just retrieved his birthday card.
Oh, goodness.
There you go.
All right.
Goodness.
Oh, man.
That was special delivery, that card.
Oh, Ashley, would Scott be the shortest man you've ever performed for? Would this be a first for you?
He's got a little kiss on the cheek.
Oh, yes.
Way to go, Scott.
Happy
birthday.
Thank you very much, Ashley. Thank you, guys.
Holy
welcome.
Happy mackerel.
Happy birthday. Hey, how did I get these cups off?
Still got the thumb cuffs on.
Ashley said she's not telling Scott how to get the cuffs off.
All right. This isn't funny anymore.
So you had to retrieve that birthday card with your mouth, huh?
Yes, I did, Don.
Gotcha. Okay.
All right. Happy birthday.
Trying to visualize what's happening.
Buzz, I think you could turn your lights back on.
Really? Yeah, I think...
Okay, if you...
The action's over.
Buzz sitting over in his studio, totally dark.
30 years young today, Scott the Dwarf.
Happy birthday, Scott.
Thank you very much.
Ashley, courtesy of Amazing Entertainment, 301-794-4300. Would Scott be the first dwarf you have ever done a performance for, Ashley?
Certainly.
Yeah. And?
As we've
found out, just like anybody else, huh?
Yeah.
You like him? He's a nice guy, isn't he?
He's a pretty nice guy.
You enjoyed this performance, didn't you, Ashley? You enjoyed yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I could tell. I could tell, absolutely.
And I enjoyed myself.
that vein came out of your forehead.
It is not coming out.
Yes, it is.
He wasn't sniffed, by the way.
Oh, hey. That's not nice.
Look at how happy he is.
Happy birthday to you.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, get out of here now.
All right. Get out of here, Scotty.
Go do the many tasks that we have interns do now.
Yeah. Thank you, Ashley.
Go out and do the everyday tasks now. Now that you've been in here, now that you've sat in that chair.
You're a member of the club now, Scott.
Yes, you sure are.
Today, you are a man.
Bye. There he goes with his milk crate.
There he goes.
Bye, Scott. And
thanks,
bye.
Scott.
Bye, Ashley.
I believe he will love us forever.
Well, that's one hell of a way to start a radio program. I wish that guy had a burst of him today.
I certainly think so.
It's all downhill from here. We'll be.
Boy, she was great.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Two grown men who can't get enough of each other.
JFK.
All right, so greetings on WJFK. President Clinton has got the State of the Union address. Well, on the next get-together tonight, I'll have the State of the Angus address. And how'd you like to be tan hot for 4 hours? Be listening, I got the goods for you tonight at 7 on WJFK. The Grease Man Show, now bigger and better than ever before. You know how Big Time Brewery makes beer?
Off northbound 95, before the exit for Dale Boulevard, this was a tanker truck that was filled with orange juice, another vehicle carrying fuel, and a Bronco. They were all involved. Now, what they're doing now is traffic is being routed through the rest area to get around the scene, and the tractor trailer has been uprighted. You're going to find a lot of delays getting through that. This traffic report is brought to you by Pearl Vision, because nobody cares for eyes more than Pearl. I'm Sherry Licker, Metro Traffic Control for WJFK.
How are you?
These two guys are gonna get medieval on your ass. The Don and Mike Show.
Hi, we're back. And thanks for listening. It's not a happy day for Colonel Clink.
Oh, man, yeah, this was Snip Snip Day.
My German Shepherd. You know, it's amazing how fast the other dog, Brandy, went back to the way things used to be.
Wow.
Brandy, for the last 24 hours, is back to being the number one animal in the house. And it was the old Brandy. You had asked me yesterday, Buzz, if Brandy had smiled.
Right.
And last night when I got home from work, there she was with that big, ugly dog smile at the front door.
Yeah. I'm so glad you're home. Guess what? The other dog's gone! Hi, Daddy!
And, oh boy, was Brandy disappointed when Clink came back today.
But it's a newer, mellower Clink, I'm sure.
No, we thought that there would be a change in Colonel Clink. Now, I haven't seen him. I've just talked to Frida on the phone, but she tells me that Clink appears to be exactly the same, just as playful, and does not seem to realize that we have removed his testicles.
Probably never will.
Being my guy.
Being a dog and all.
Actually, you know, see it in black and white and everything. And, you know, having the brain the size of a pea.
You know, they probably don't even know when that happens. You know, the dog was put under when it happened. Oh, well, I don't know. Did you go to the expensive vet or did you go to the one that doesn't use it?
No, it was Ernest C. Bass. He came out to those guys who throws rocks through windows.
I'll take it, no problem at all.
We did not opt to get the dog the cone, the protective cone, because if the dog needs it, the dog can just use my cone.
Right. I forgot.
I'm always having a problem licking myself whenever I get a cut or a scab or something like that.
Only after 9 o'clock at night.
So the dog is okay. I'll have more of a report for you tomorrow. But the big change, like I mentioned, is the change in Brandy. That we had our old dog back. We had our happy-go-lucky, and she was being kind of saucy. You know, walking around the house, hey, I'm back.
Right.
I'm back.
I'm bad.
Yeah.
You know what?
The big dog's gone.
The question I wanted to ask you between the two dogs, you had talked for a long time about Clink's superior in intelligence compared to Brandy. Have they evened out now? Because you said that that Clink has had some problems.
Clink's stupid.
Clink is stupid?
But Brandy is challenged. By the way, Brandy, she's a wonderful dog, and I love her very much.
Yes.
But she is, she's just dumb with a capital D.
Okay, so Brandy's still the dumbest dog in the house.
Oh, yeah, no, Clink is, Clink is the leader.
Yes.
Clink is the one, if Clink goes and walks somewhere, Brandy, whoa, he's going there, I'm going there, too.
Clink is the problem solver.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I'll let you know more what happens. And I also wanted to just take a second here to say hi to Kurt, the guy who comes out to my house 3 days a week at 5:45 in the morning to have me lift weights and such. And I just want to say hi, and I'm really going to miss our early morning trips for the next week. And don't worry, I'll keep my eating under control when I'm in Arizona. Okay, Kurt? He's got a new diet that he wants to put me on.
Kurt is, I can feel the love for Kurt right now.
Kurt is a ball buster of the highest regard.
I will keep my eating under control.
He wanted to start this new diet. He wanted to start it today.
Yes.
And I said, who starts a diet before they go to the Super Bowl?
Of course.
I gotta go to the Super Bowl.
And, food is part of the Super Bowl.
Airline food, hotel food, stadium food.
Yeah, I'm not going to be like those people that take the baggies on the airplane. Ain't going to happen.
I said to him, I said, listen, I promise you, this morning we did something like 60 sit-ups. I said, I promise you, every day I will do the same regimen. And you know what? Sat believed me. He actually believed me. But you'd be amazed at my muscles. I'm like lifting weights now, and I'm finding that I'm not such a puny weakling as I thought I was.
You've got the strength of 1,000 men.
Strength of at least 10 men as of this moment. So don't worry, Kurt. Everything's under control.
Yeah. Those 10 men, however, are like, is it Niles from Frasier?
Oh, yeah, Niles could beat me up. There's no doubt. So, as a matter of fact, so the old man on Frasier could beat me up. The woman with the British accent could beat me up.
I was watching that rerun last night where Niles is out on the porch and he's smacking the bush, taking his anger out on the bush, and then he comes in and he said, he's just relieving his anger, and then he said, that bee was the size of a woodfinch. I do like him on that show, I really do.
Yeah, 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 and then last night, all the shows were screwed up.
Yes, they were. Yeah,
Frasier was on at a weird time, that Third Rock from the Sun was on, and another great episode of that.
Oh, fantastic.
And then you follow that up with the Bill Clinton show.
Yes.
Now, about the Bill Clinton, before I start talking about it, I want to tell you what happened with the computer today. Oh, this is pretty funny. We live in the 21st century, right?
Yes.
All right. What I do every day before the show, I get up in the morning and send Mike the outline that he reads at 3 o'clock of the stuff we're going to plan on doing on the show. And I send it to him via computer because we both have email. That's the type of hip-hop happening guys that we are.
Absolutely. We are in the computer age, and usually things go very smoothly with that.
So this morning I was out, a power steering on my car went out, and I'm running a couple of errands, and I pick up the phone to call Mike and tell him that we've changed our travel plans to go out to Phoenix, and he says, listen, something's wrong with CompuServe. We're not getting CompuServe at my house.
Yeah, I was trying it, and it just would not log on. We talked to the people at CompuServe that didn't seem to know what was going on, and we still can't get on CompuServe.
So he says, listen, I don't have the sheet. And I said, no problem. You know, see you when you get to work.
Yeah, you were very excited. You were a little excited about the fact that you have a laptop computer, and you said that we could get it off of the laptop, and Diana had one.
Print it out.
We could print it out, and it would be fine, and there wouldn't be any problem.
So here's what happened. We got to work today. Now, I didn't have the stuff that I had sent to Mike. I didn't back it up and make a copy.
Oh.
So, what we had to do was get Mike's CompuServe. We had to pull up his CompuServe because the mail was waiting there for him.
Right.
Then what I was planning on doing was sending that email to Diana because she had a printer by her computer. I don't have a printer by my laptop.
Right.
So what we had to do was type in Mike's CompuServe account number.
Right.
And I typed it in and I said, what's your password?
And that is when I went into serious vapor lock.
That is
when anything, all of my achievements in the computer age came to a crashing halt, and I demonstrated how truly computer literate I was.
He said, what's a password?
I cocked my head to the side like a dumb old dog, and I just said, duh.
He says, what's the password? Now,
because I thought, see, my number was the password. I thought, see, when I send you email, I just, I don't have to put a password in, I just pop in the your number.
Because your wife is already programmed
automatically
the computer, right.
So that I come in and just press a button.
So Diana and I at this point are trying very hard not to laugh at you. And you know what's so funny?
And you did a fine job of that. I certainly didn't feel like a dummy at all.
You know what's funny is the fact that you were kind of indignant about it at first because you thought you were right, and you came over and you look at my laptop and you go, password? What's a password? I don't know. There's no password.
Password? What are you, mad?
You've got to have a password to get into this thing.
Man, are you mad?
So he calls his wife, and his wife says,
well, yeah. Incidentally, I would not be able to type a sentence on that computer if I was not married to Laura. Laura is very computer literate and handles all the problems. I basically screamed this morning. I said, Laura, computer no work!
Friend!
Laura, fix computer!
So he gets the number. And now this is then where I get computer stupid, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because we've got the password, and we pull up his mailbox, and there is a letter that I've sent him this morning that has the show outline.
Yeah, and we kind of breathed a sigh like, ooh.
Ooh, got it. Ooh, yeah, ooh. Ooh. Pretty.
Just like one on my computer.
Pretty. Okay, you know what you're doing, too?
What?
You're doing that thing standing behind me like going, Mr. didn't know the password. When we finally get his sight on, he goes, go to mail. Check new mail. That's it. Go to check, like I didn't know where to do it.
Well, you know,
check new mail.
I wanted to demonstrate to you that I do indeed in the morning retrieve my mail, and I go to that little thing that says, get new mail.
That's well, no, to demonstrate what he knew. Now,
yeah.
This is where I have the problem. Now, we got the mail out of Mike's mailbox, and I couldn't figure out how to, I got the mail out and saved it,
right.
Then could not figure out how to take that letter and physically send that letter from Mike's mailbox to Diana's computer.
Right.
So this is then where I have the vapor lock, and finally here was the decision. With all of this technology,
yes,
we had Scott the Dwarf come into the office. We had Mike's mailbox on my laptop.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Scott the Dwarf, by hand,
yes, with a chisel,
wrote down everything that was on the computer.
On the Flintstone.
And the whole thing cost me about $20 because it cost like a minute, a dollar a minute every time you're on computer.
Do you see how proud I was when you wanted to widen the screen and you were trying to figure that out? And then he turns around and I say, click that, that'll widen it. He clicks it, it widens the screen, and wow. You turn around to me like, ready to go, yeah, we are idiots.
Yeah. And discovering fire.
Yeah, well, now I know that you need a password for that type of thing. And I get on there, I can do the basic functions that I have to do, but other than that, I am totally clueless.
It's pretty funny, and it was a list that if I stopped and thought about it, if I wasn't so lazy, I could have just said, wait, hold on. And I've heard it before. I'll just write you another one right here. But
that's right.
Too late. We ended up spending like 45 minutes and finally had to have Scott the Dwarf sit down and transcribe it by hand.
Well, there's also the desire, I think, to have all this technology work for us as opposed to against us, and it conquered us. Absolutely. It won the war.
We're so stupid. We're so dumb.
Backward. Backward.
Got my great new Toy Story screensavers, though.
Yeah. In the middle of all this. In the middle of all this, I come back around and I look to see what's on his screen, and there's this dinosaur, a toy dinosaur, and we're like, hey, here we go, dinosaur.
Fantastic screensavers, changes every 30 seconds. Buzz and Woody and the thing that they had.
I like the one with the little dog that the dog. I didn't know him personally, but I have that dog.
That's my Toy Story screensaver. Not to be confused with Microsoft Bob, my best friend. quick commercial break. Yeah, we got a break. We'll come right back. Bob Dole, next. He's next.
Microsoft Bob.
We'll be right back.
This should be played at high volume.
The Don and Mike Show.
Preferably in a residential area.
The game. Howard Don and Mike. Jay Gordon, Liddy's Man. And the Washington Redskins. WJS.
It's wet. 3:49. Now here's Sherry Licker. Hi, Sherry.
Hi, Don and Mike. This Travenport is brought to you by Kwai Odor-Free Garlic Tablet. That accident has finally been moved out of the roadway northbound on 95 before the exit for Dale Boulevard. That was the one involving the orange juice. All lanes are now open, but expect some delays as you head northbound on 95 through Virginia. An accident now on the inner loop of the Beltway at Suitland Parkway. Police are on the scene. A medevac has come and gone. Two white lanes are blocked. That was a pickup truck and a car. An accident now in the right lane northbound 355 before Shady Grove Road. Kwai has been repeatedly proven to lower cholesterol. Kwai is the quality, the research, and the proof. Why compromise? Take Kwai. Kwai is not intended to treat any disease. Consult your doctor. I'm Sherry Licker with Traffic Control for WJFK.
WJFK.
Enough already. Enough. Enough. No more talk of Diet Cherry Coke. Here's more with Don and Mike.
With Alanis in the background. That's how popular this gal is becoming now. She's no longer Alanis Morissette. She's simply Alanis.
Alanis is like Madonna.
Turn that off. Has anybody noticed how much Alanis Morissette looks like Jeremy Coleman?
Yeah, I think
facially.
One and the same person.
Have you noticed that, Rob?
No, I hadn't noticed that.
Think about it. Think about it now. You really can't tell from the picture on her CD cover.
Hello, my name is Alanis Morissette, and I hope you buy my new album.
And I hope you feel it when I run my fingers down somebody else's back. And we're doing it in a movie theater.
Whatever it is that she thinks. He gave me a picture today, incidentally. Jeremy Coleman gave me a picture.
Very thoughtful of you to bring that into the lunchroom as soon as you received that today, too.
Keep in mind now, this is a guy who spends most of his time listening to this program, trying to nitpick anything that might be off color, anything that might in any way get the stations in any kind of trouble.
It's a full-time job.
Yeah. He sits back, and he's the guy who has the power to override the show. If at any point you hear a break in the action.
Yes, that's Jeremy with this big red switch.
He's sitting back there in his office just digging on the show, and when he hears something that he thinks goes over
the Jeremy Coleman line, he will dump it out.
He's usually pretty good about it, but he's doing it, and the fact that he's doing it bothers us.
Yeah. It's something our company is doing with all of the radio shows now. They are performing their own brand of infinity censorship.
Surgery, if you will.
So he's sitting back, and so this is his job. You know what? He comes to the office today, and he goes, I got something for you. I brought you something from Atlanta. And he brings me a picture of a guy who makes art by giving himself paint enemas. And it is a picture of the guy standing over a canvas.
It's a picture of the artist at work.
Yeah. He's like assuming the position if you're going to be frisked by the cops.
Yeah.
And it's blue paint.
Blue paint. And he's not using a paintbrush.
And this comes from the guy who calls us in and say, listen.
Yeah.
Today on the show, you came a little close to the lines that we try to stay away from.
Sure, that's like giving us a pep talk. And everybody, it was fascinating in the lunchroom.
What's his phone number? I want to find out where he got that.
I'd like to know what publication that was in, too.
It certainly wasn't in the airline magazine.
Yes, in the airline magazine. What in Phoenix? Drop by this gallery. See the artist at work.
Programming Jeremy Coleman.
Hi, Jay.
Hey.
Hey, where'd you get that Randy picture you gave me?
I was reading a magazine on the plane that I bought at the airport in Atlanta.
They had that picture is in a regular magazine?
It's a magazine called The Face, which is like a British music publication. I was reading all about Oasis, Blur, and stuff.
That is, well, you nutty Brits. You see, Jeremy's not one of us. Jeremy is a British. He's a.
Are you a British citizen or a relative of the royal family? What is it?
I was born in London, but I'm actually an American citizen.
We'll work on that.
He's an American citizen just by that much.
Hanging on every day.
That's right.
and the fact that and don't take this the wrong way. If facially you have the face, I think of Alanis Morissette. Have you ever heard that?
No.
Have you? Now you've seen her videos, right?
Right. She's normally blurry.
Well, you're normally blurry, too, aren't you, Jeremy?
Arguably.
even here, as I look at the picture of Alanis Morissette on her CD cover, now, if I put this in front of my video, go, Don and Mike, listen, you just can't do the phone hall theater anymore. doesn't that look like Jeremy Coleman?
Well, I know what you're seeing. You're seeing the hair, which is Jeremy, in many cases, has that similar hair to Alanis Morissette.
Huh?
How you doing? You sitting on the big button today?
I'm having a fine time back here, thank you.
Ready to throw that big switch in case we go over the line? We're feeling very censored today.
I don't know why we just are.
Who knows why we are?
Well, knowing that you're sitting back there with a button that can delete it. Your delay button overrides my delay button, right?
I think so. I've never had to use it.
Is it decorated or anything like that?
I mean, it's your face on it, Mike. I just sit there with my finger, and I'm like,
you don't have to like open a cigar box or anything, and then put it. You know, like in Crimson Tide, when it was time to launch the missiles, when the guy has the key around his neck, and that key has to go into a box, and they have to pull out envelopes and have to match up. You have to do all that stuff.
Yeah, and I take someone hostage in case anyone stands in my way, and I'm ready to shoot them.
They have to verify the authenticity of the obscenity. That's what has to be done.
I know that Crimson Tide story, Jeremy Coleman in the Gene Hackman role.
I'm sorry. I am not going to launch those missiles.
And in the Denzel Washington role, Larry Williams.
I am the bitch.
All right, Jay. Well, listen, next time you watch an Alanis Morissette video,
I will think of myself.
It's you.
Thank you.
It's you. All right.
And thanks for that picture, Jeremy. We all enjoyed it in the lunchroom.
Bye-bye. I wonder if he deleted any of that out.
I don't know.
He's got the power
back there. Probably just had his thumb on it the whole time we were talking to him.
I don't like it when they make fun of me, so I'm going to press the thumb button.
There we are. And I tell you, I'd like to get a subscription to that publication. I wonder what else is in there. You know, those wacky Brits.
I'd like to look into his citizenship.
So what do you say the name of the magazine was? Face? It should have been Butt.
Big Harry Valentine is what it was.
Oh man! Imagine buying that artwork
for goodness' sakes. Now about Bob Dole. Yeah. There's no way. There's no way to segue from a guy who makes paintings with enemas to Bob Dole, but I will anyway.
Yeah.
I am not a political announcer. I don't try to make myself come off as any kind of political know-how. You know. I'm a dumb schmuck like everybody else. However, I'll tell you this: there's no way Bob Dole's winning. There's no way he's winning because there have to be people like me last night who saw him on television and came to the conclusion he is too old for the job.
I don't know what makes you think that. I can run a race right now just as much as the next guy. You stop that. Yeah.
Now, there's a difference. Reagan was old, okay?
Right.
But when he was in charge, when he was running, you had the feeling he was still in control. As I watched Bob Dole laugh, I mean like control of himself.
Oh, okay.
Okay? Right. He was still with the program.
Why, you young buck, you think you saw everything? Okay.
Listen, the Republican Party needs some kind of spin control here. They need somebody to come in to do that thing where you pull his skin back, where you maybe put some more powder on him, or maybe you fix his hair a little bit. You know, is Dan Quayle totally out of the picture? This is my question. I ask it to you seriously.
Now, from a comedic standpoint, I really would love to see him get into the fray.
Because I'm positive after watching the Republican response from last night, nobody's going to vote for Bob Dole.
I don't know why you're saying that. I thought he presented his case pretty effectively.
That's the image the Republicans want?
Sure.
Sweeping changes with a man who may not make it past the first week of the White House?
Yeah, he's going to be appointment to lead the revolution. Absolutely. Yeah.
Imus in the morning looks better than Bob Dole does.
Now you're going too far. Now you've truly insulted the Republican candidate.
They need a younger man. Either that, or you know what? You put a nice, young, healthy guy as his running mate,
okay?
And you make the whole campaign, all right, it's Dole, but in case anything happens,
right?
You know, we got this guy over here.
How about Sonny Bono? You know, he's at least got that youth image being a former musician and all.
Whatever. I was just amazed. Like I said, I don't pay a lot of attention to politics, and I don't watch the political shows on Sunday.
I just want you to pull the lever for Dole Bono.
But I did
Dole Bono this election. Come on, pull that lever.
I watched it last night, and I was amazed. It really, to me, comes down, who do you want running things? Some old guy, or some guy who at least is even in the stratosphere of my age.
I like the observation by our good friend Tom Shales, who said that Newt Gingrich, when he really, really smiled, looks like Benny Hill. And, you know, when Clinton got up there on the dais and he handed him that special note, which later I found out said, thank you very much, because he'd made the comment, that's what he wants to hear.
Thank you and good night.
And yeah. He started laughing, and man, his face... Newt Gingrich, I'd like to see people just try to make him laugh all the time, because he turns into like a different human being, and it's even beyond Benny Hill. You know, he looks like an Eskimo. It's great.
And I make you this bold statement.
Yes.
Right now. I predict Bob Dole will die before George Burns. That's how old Bob Dole appeared to me to be on television last night.
I'll take that bet from you right now, absolutely, especially when I read about George Burns.
Now, and about George Burns.
Yeah.
Listen to this. The story in USA Today says, on the mend, George Burns' camp says he's better. Listen to this. George Burns is ailing, but his assistant of 35 years said Tuesday the comedian isn't as bad off as New York columnists have reported.
Now, this is the kind of quote that is designed to relieve the legions of George Burns fans out there that are concerned about the health of the aging comedian.
This is his personal assistant for 35 years.
This made me feel that he's going to be A-okay.
Quote, he's 100 and he's frail. He could live for another year or go tomorrow.
Well, it's nice to know he's doing fine.
Man.
Jesus.
Man, oh, man. And that's somebody that's in the George Burns camp that's reporting.
Yes. Now that other people are debating the health of George Burns,
mm-hmm.
his assistant, who says he could live for another year or go tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
says that George Burns has started eating again.
Good.
He is thinking about going to the office.
Mm-hmm.
He was 2 weeks to celebrate his 100th birthday because he had the flu. Cindy Adams of the New York Post says George Burns is bedridden, unable to eat solid food, and close to intravenous feedings. That's not true, says the guy who says he could die tomorrow.
Right.
George Burns is in a wheelchair, but he's still lucid and often smokes a cigar, even two. And God bless him, he has half a martini or maybe a full martini every day.
Oh, man, I bet he's lit after that. Can you imagine that?
Yeah.
Half a
martini.
Stop the
dwarf having a martini.
Forget a half a martini, no food.
Yeah,
he's gone.
No food.
Yeah, just give him a cigar and his martini.
Oh, there you go. When I get old, this is the kind of press release I want about me.
Mm-hmm.
He's 100 and he's frail. Can live for another year.
I could go tomorrow.
Go tomorrow. Hey, thanks for that sensitive release.
Or he could go tomorrow.
We got a break. Hold on. When we come back, we'll talk some football.
Let's do it.
Okay. Besides this George Seifert thing, I got a Super Bowl quiz that we can take. And are you aware that Nate Newton from the Dallas Cowboys has his own 1-900 number now.
Oh, cool.
Well, you can ask questions. It's 1-900-ASK-NEWT. And we will call Nate Newton's 900 line when we get right back.
Hey, give me George Burns on the phone. I want a running mate, maybe look older. Younger.
Radio Gods.
I sit on chairs for the very short hair.
Don and Mike.
Howard Stern, Don and Mike all afternoon. Pete Gordon Liddy midday. And the Grease Man at night.
With a capital W.
WJFK.
So, I'm at the pool hall with my friend, Rick. The hostess speaks.
When, where, and how you do your banking. Just call 1-800-CREST-STAR anytime and get the power of bankability from CREST-STAR. I'm Sherry Licker, Metro Traffic Control for WJFK.
How are you?
Hey, guys. Hey, guys, how you doing? Huh? 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 It's Don and Mike.
Hi, we're back. Thank you for listening in Lynchburg and Roanoke, Virginia. 105.9, the one, WLNI. Yes, oh, I forgot. Thanks for listening in Sioux City, Iowa, Magic 99.5 KKMA. And every day in Baltimore, thanks for listening on WJFK. A beautiful AM in Baltimore on WJFK. We got the Highway Love Connection today.
Oh, goody.
We'll get to that momentarily. For those of you listening around the country, when you play and win in a Highway Love Connection, we'll give you $100 to take the person you meet out on a special dream date.
Good.
For those of you listening in Washington, Baltimore, Virginia, Pennsylvania, we have a choice of either a ski trip or tickets to see Tony Bennett.
Hey, a romantic evening indeed.
Yeah, so we'll do the Highway Love Connection here in just a couple of seconds. Before the Super Bowl quiz, about this thing with George Seifert. I don't know what they're saying out in our Sacramento station, which is right by San Francisco.
Sure.
But this has to... If I'm George Seifert, man, I'm pissed.
Mm-hmm.
Man, there is no way... Now, I know that the reports say that George Seifert is going to be an assistant coach.
Yeah.
And he's going to be behind the scenes, and he's not going to be involved in any decision-making.
Kind of a laid-back role for him.
And if anybody believes that, then you think that George Burns is going to be around for the presidential election.
He's been brought in probably to just put a little added pressure on George Seifert.
Now, I feel bad for this guy, George Seifert, and here's why. Of all the NFL coaches, he seems to be the guy who is the most down-to-earth, and who knows what these guys are really like, because we only watch them on television, and we don't know them. The only contact we've had is with Norv Turner.
And he's very down-to-earth.
Yeah, but still, he makes George Seifert makes Norv look like Norv is hepped up.
Right.
George Seifert is the most laid-back guy.
He's a player's coach, right? Isn't that his reputation?
Yeah.
He gets along well with his players.
He's the guy. Now, here's the thing. Here's why I feel bad for this guy. Although I shouldn't feel bad. He's got more money than Jesus. Mm-hmm. If he's doing commercials, he'll be fine. He's an assistant coach on the 49ers when Bill Walsh is the coach. And Bill Walsh is the genius.
Right.
The guy who, like, invented football. So he quits. And George Seifert gets the job as head coach.
Bill Walsh goes to the broadcast booth, and then he goes on to, was it Stanford?
Yeah.
Did he coach Stanford for a while?
Yeah, he sucked there.
Yeah.
So George Seifert, his first year, he wins the Super Bowl. Everybody says,
yeah.
It's Bill Walsh. It's Bill Walsh's team. It's Bill Walsh's system. Bill Walsh is a genius. So a couple more years go by. Then George Seifert wins the Super Bowl last year. He wins it. And finally, he's erased this thing with Bill Walsh.
Right.
And it's his team, and he's the man. They lose the playoff game this year to the Green Bay Packers. 2 weeks later, they cut him. They put the knife in his back. And
right.
They say, and who wants to be in that meeting? When that little guy, Eddie DeBartolo, calls him in? Listen, George, you've done a great job. We're bringing Bill Walsh back. We're going to bring him back as a minor offensive coach. He'll have no decision-making, nothing in the day-to-day operations.
But if you screw up...
Yeah, I'm firing you and he's got the job. That is incredible pressure. And I saw those guys on TV during the press conference.
Right.
George Seifert looks so nervous. There was the nervous laughter. Ha, ha, ha. No, he won't have any decision making. Ha, 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 ha. I'm still the coach. Ha, 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 ha. No, I'm not worried about being fired. Ha, 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 ha.
I feel for that guy.
Yeah, man, I feel for that guy.
That's life in the NFL. It's a pressure cooker.
Now, also about football. Oh, the Nate Newton line. I've got that. Let's take the Super Bowl quiz first.
Okay.
It is a quiz with 12 questions.
Hmm.
I have them here. The answers are somewhere else.
Are any of the answers Kathy Lee Gifford?
No, and it's all like A, B, C, D, so we'll see how many of these we get through without being terribly bored.
Kind of test I like in college, a multiple choicer.
How did the NFL's championship game get the name Super Bowl?
Now, are we supposed to write down our answers to this?
Yes. Everybody buzz. Sherry?
Okay.
Got a piece of paper and a pen. And everybody at home do the same.
Okay.
How did the Super Bowl get the name Super Bowl? A. Former NFL Commissioner Pete Rozelle had a name the game contest. B. An ABC TV executive chose it. C. Vince Lombardi, coach of the Packers, said before the first Super Bowl, the Packers are going to be ready and play because this is a super event. Or D. Is it named after the Super Bowl? Remember the little ball you could throw up in the air and it'd go 1,000 feet in the air.
Mm.
Okay? You need your answers, please.
There were four choices, A through D?
A, B, C, D. You're not even listening. Just go pick one, aren't you, Buzz?
Yeah.
Well,
I'm
going to throw the dartboard. He's going to throw it at the dartboard.
Can I copy off Sherry's paper?
Who was the first president to congratulate the winners with a post-game phone call to the locker room? Was it A, LBJ, B, Dick Nixon, Jimmy Carter, or D, Ronald Reagan?
All right.
Okay. Anybody got that one?
Got that one?
The 80,000 spectators at Super Bowl X in Miami did something unique. What did they do? A. They tied a yellow ribbon around the stadium to honor hostages released from Iran. B. They became the first Super Bowl team... I'm sorry, they became the first Super Bowl crowd to perform a card stunt at halftime.
Was that B?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
C. They served as extras in a movie. Or D. They had to pass through metal detectors while entering the stadium.
What year was this?
Super Bowl X, so it would be 20 years ago. They tied a yellow ribbon around the stadium for hostages in Iran. A, first Super Bowl crowd to perform a card stunt. B, extras in a movie. C, had to pass through metal detectors. D.
All right, these are tough.
Next question, number four. One of the most electrifying performances in Super Bowl history happened when Joe Montana led the 49ers on a 92-yard winning drive against the Cincinnati Bengals in 1989. Just before the first play of the drive that turned into victory, Joe Montana looked into the stands and said to his teammates, "Look up there, that's..." Who did he see in the stands? A. Jack Nicholson. B. Cheryl Ladd. C. John Candy. Or D. Burt Reynolds. Yeah, I know the answer to this one. This is a famous story. The reason that this is so interesting
or
is that...
E, the guy with the multicolored hair that holds up the Bible, I quote.
Huh. He's in jail, right? Isn't that guy in jail? Didn't that guy rob a bank or something?
Yeah, I think so.
The reason that's so interesting is because this is the biggest game of the year. There's less than a minute left. They're in the huddle, and Joe Montana says, "Hey, look over there. It's a celebrity."
All right,
number five.
Green Bay
wide receiver Max McGee started in Super Bowl I with 7 receptions. After the Packers' victory, Max McGee admitted he was not prepared to play. Why? A. He'd been out drinking and had a hangover. B. He couldn't find his helmet before the kickoff. C. He had dental surgery on the eve of the game. Or D. He had bad allergies.
Okay.
Who was that?
That was me. Yeah. How was that? Was there a sound?
There was like a sigh of resignation.
No cheating here.
How many questions are there?
12. We're almost halfway through.
Oh, good.
Which of the following celebrities... Oh, you're bored with this quiz, we don't have to take.
I'm not bored with this quiz.
I have no idea what you're talking
about. I love quizzes. Which of the following celebrities has not sung the national anthem before a Super Bowl? A. Kathy Lee Gifford. B. Jose Feliciano. C. Anita Bryant. D. Whitney Houston.
Okay.
Yeah. Number 7. Who was the only player to guarantee a Super Bowl victory? Was it A. Thomas Hollywood Henderson? B. Jim McMahon? C. Terry Bradshaw? Or D. Joe Namath?
Easy.
Yeah.
Piece of cake already?
Yeah.
I love quizzes.
Number 8. After the Cowboys routed the Buffalo Bills in Super Bowl 25-28, Jimmy Johnson became the first winning coach not to immediately accept an invitation to the White House, saying he had made other plans. Where was Jimmy Johnson going? A. He was going to Disney World. B. He had knee surgery. C. He wanted to go scuba diving. or a D, he had promised his family a vacation at a national park. The Jimmy Johnson did not go to the White House because he had something else to do.
All right.
Number nine, which of the following entertainers has never been featured at a Super Bowl halftime show? A, Willie Nelson. B, the Rockettes. C, Up With People. D, the Florida A&M University Marching Band. That's the toughest question we've had. That's the toughest.
Is it only C? We only have a choice of three?
I'll give you D. Oh, yeah. A, Willie Nelson.
Uh-huh.
B, the Rockettes.
Right.
C, Up With People.
Oh, okay.
D, the Florida A&M University Marching Band.
This is a halftime show?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Number 10. Which of these broadcasters never took part in the Super Bowl telecast? A, Phyllis George. B, Leslie Visser. C, Pat Summerall. Or D, Howard Cosell.
All right. Two more.
Super Bowl XVI 16 between the 49ers and the Bengals was held in 1982 at the Pontiac Silverdome in Detroit. The ground was covered with snow, and Bill Walsh told the 49ers to take the team buses from their hotel to the stadium because of poor access roads around the Silverdome. Some players did not want to change the routine of going hours earlier in cabs. What happened? A, the cabs got lost and the players missed the first half. B, the cabs slid off an icy ramp and passersby gave them a lift. C, one of the team buses broke down and the kickoff had to be delayed. Or D, a bus held up in traffic barely made it to the stadium in time.
Okay.
And one final Super Bowl question.
Cool.
The top price ticket to this year's Super Bowl is $350. What did the top price ticket cost 30 years ago for Super Bowl number one? Was it A, $10? B, $12. C, $15. Or D, $20.
All right.
Those are the questions.
That's a tough quiz.
Okay.
All right.
Here we go. Now,
the answers.
Thank you. Hold on. That's one thing.
We have to find out what we all guessed before.
Wait, hold on. I got to find the answers first.
Right. Where are the answers?
The answers.
For God's sake, we need the answers.
Oh, I only got six answers.
Well, we'll have to use my sheet as a guide, then.
You only have six answers?
Yeah.
Ain't anyone got to have the answers? What's the matter with you?
I don't know, Bob.
I ain't any kind of theory.
How did you run with Bob Hope?
Bob Hope, yeah, that'll make me look young.
The first six?
I only got the answers to the first six.
Yeah, give me Jimmy Stewart on the line. I want him for running mate.
Right? All right, well, we'll figure it out. Here we go. Answers. Answers. Number one. The answer to number one is D. Can everybody hold up their thing to show the first answer?
I had D. What did you have?
I had B.
What did you have?
B.
C.
C. It was D. It's the Super Bowl.
Right. Oh, it really?
Oh, my God.
Super Bowl.
Yes, the little kid was playing the Super Bowl, and the guy said that would be a great name.
All right, I got the first one wrong.
Okay, number two. The answer to number two is B, Dick Nixon. I had B.
I had B.
I had B.
I had B.
Everybody got that one. Very good.
You got it right. That doesn't make any sense.
Number three. Everybody hold up. I had D for number three.
I had D.
Sherry.
A.
Buzz.
And A.
We all got it wrong. It was C.
Wow.
C. They served as extras in the movie Black Sunday.
A very famous Super Bowl movie.
Yeah. All right. Number four. Joe Montana spotted John Candy in the crowd.
Oh, okay.
I knew that one. That was C.
I had A.
I had A.
A.
Yeah, we all thought it was Mitchell.
Biggest star.
Yeah.
Number five. One, two, three, four, five.
Kind of gives you a peek into the mind of Joe Montana.
Yeah. There's John Candy! For number five, I had A. What did you have?
I had D.
D.
Buzz?
A.
Yes, it was A. He was drunk.
Wow.
He did not think he would play in the game.
I put D because I would never imagine a Lombardi player would show up drunk.
Max McGee confessed he had been out all night drinking and barely made it back for breakfast.
Mm.
A reserve he had not expected to play, but was called in when Boyd Dowler was injured in the first series.
Wow.
All right, the next one I have for number six, I have C. What did you have?
I have C.
B.
B.
Answer is B.
Oh.
Jose Feliciano never sang the national anthem at a Super Bowl.
I thought it was Nina Bryant. I really thought that was number zero. Yeah.
And that's where the quiz ends because I don't have any more answers.
Oh, man.
Oh, no.
Let me look.
Yeah. And all those trouble up pieces of paper, don't you think they have the final answers to the Super Bowl quiz? What's the matter with you?
I don't think so.
I only got two right.
I'm pretty sure my answers were right, though.
I only got one right. I only got one right.
Only one right.
Only one right.
Oh,
right.
Oh,
six first six questions, and now we'll never know how the quiz ends.
I'm kicking ass on this. Let me see.
I know.
All right, number seven. Oh, no, here are the answers.
Oh,
more answers. Oh. Yay.
Hooray.
More answers.
Hooray.
Question number seven. What did everybody have for seven? I have D.
I have D.
I have D.
I have B.
Oh, Buzz.
Even Sherry knew.
Yeah. Joe Namath had guaranteed the victory.
Ah, that's one of the easy ones, Buzz. You should have known that.
Number eight?
I lazed right over.
Number eight. What does everybody have for number eight? I have C.
I have C.
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 We all got it.
C.
All right.
Jimmy Johnson told President Clinton he was going scuba diving.
Aha. Uh-huh.
All right. Number nine. Number nine. I have C.
I have A.
A.
D.
You guys got it. It's A. It's Willie Nelson.
Oh, thank God. That's the only one I really guessed.
What was D on that one? That was the marching band. Whitney Houston.
Whitney Houston.
Oh, that was the marching band.
Who did
the
crowd.
That's right.
What was that one?
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Which of the following entertainers has never been featured at a Super Bowl halftime? It was Willie Nelson. The Rockettes, up with People, Florida A&M, marching band all have. Number 10. The answer to number 10, and I have D.
I have D.
A.
A.
It is D, Howard Cosell.
All right.
Never did a Super Bowl broadcast.
Right.
Number 11. Number 11. I have D. You have?
I have B.
D.
C.
It is D.
Natural.
Team Bus carried one of the offensive players got stuck in traffic.
I thought it was a nice story that they got picked up by people.
And finally, number 12. I have C.
I have D.
D.
A.
Nobody got it. It's B. Tickets.
Wow,
the
cool.
Highest price ticket for the first Super Bowl was $12. You could buy a ticket for $6 for the Super Bowl.
Oh, man.
You got a kick in the pants?
I only got four right.
I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 right.
I have 6 right.
I have 3 right.
You got beat by Sherry.
I know. I got beat by Sherry. I know. Thanks. Thanks for rubbing it in.
Sorry, Mike.
You got beat by Sherry in a football quiz.
I'm so happy for you, Sherry.
All right. I'm just a better guesser. That's all. Come on,
Mike.
Come on.
Keep it together.
You got beaten by a girl.
And by me.
You beat me, Mike.
I
Hold
did.
On. Yes, you did.
Right. Two girls.
Somebody in the back has a question. What was number four?
What was number four?
I don't know.
Can't believe I only got that many right. I don't know what's the matter with me.
But you guys listen to the show. I don't know. I threw it away already.
Number four? The answer to number four?
Yeah.
Or what was the question? I had it wrong. I won't be able to help anyone.
Number four was C, John Candy.
Yeah.
C.
Yeah, Joe Montana, who screwed my whole quiz up with that answer.
John Candy.
Hey, look, it's John Candy.
Quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
You realize this is being broadcast, don't you?
This is the Don and Mike Show. Howard Don and Mike. Hey, Gordon, ladies, man. And the one.
Hello. WJFK.
Give yourself a king-size break. Listen to the Don and Mike Show.
Now listen to me now. I don't care.
My teachers say I'm going to be a supermodel.
Consider it done.
Underpants model. JCPenney. Husky. Boys Husky.
Boys Husky. The Maroon Collection.
Hotline. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, hi, bud.
Hey, Dan.
Hey, speaking of underpants.
What?
Speaking of underpants.
What?
Do you know what we're going to have to do with Colonel Clank?
Yeah, Mommy, tell me. I want to see him in underpants.
If Colonel Clank licks himself and makes the area where he has been castrated
red and irritating,
infected,
rather than put a cone on him, he will wear a pair of my underpants.
Sort of put around with maybe a piece of tape or a belt or something like that so they don't... fall off.
He's a big dog. Yeah. What's going on there?
What?
What's going on there?
I can't get Clink's got the telephone.
He's not a happy dog. He's just coming out of the anesthetic.
Okay, got it.
Does he seem happy?
Yeah. He seems happy.
Oh, good. Yeah, sure. Guy wouldn't be happy.
But
had his fingers cut off.
Stop that.
Okay, Barty. How was school today?
Good.
Good.
Should I say why I called?
Did you want to ask Uncle Mike?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can ask Uncle Mike that on the radio. Yeah.
Remember that Easter Seals thing I did last year?
Yes.
Well, I'm doing it again this year.
Yes. So what did I do last year? What did I pledge last year?
$2 a basket.
All right, not a chance this year. No way. Absolutely not. No, I'm kidding. Of course I'll do the same thing. I'll do the same thing I did last year.
I'm better.
He's better. He'll make more baskets. What is this, Barty? They do this at your school?
Yeah.
And what is it they do?
You see, you shoot. You first you get pledges from people,
mm-hmm.
like $1 basket, $2 basket, so on and so on. And then you get 3 minutes to shoot baskets.
Yeah.
And, like, if you shot 20 baskets, I'd get $60 from Uncle Mike.
And all of it's for Easter seals.
How much how much did you get from me last year?
I don't know.
Well, you paid it whatever it was last year. It wasn't as much. He didn't make 20 baskets.
All right. I made, like, 10.
And you're better.
Oh, come on now. Don't pull a Hank Kingsley. Okay?
And you're better this year?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, well, I'll stick with the...
Way to go, big spender.
I'll stick with the $2 a basket. All right, yeah, because I know, you know, I've heard about your basketball ability, so it's going to cost me $60.
I love you, bud. I'll see you tonight.
But, Uncle Mike?
Yes, Bart?
If you get $25, you get a cup. If you get $50, you get T-shirt. These are all bullets things.
Oh, yeah. So I get stuff?
No,
Bart
does.
Bart does it.
Oh, you do.
That amount of money.
And then if you... Do I get anything?
No.
Just the
love of a boy who knows you as Uncle Mike, even though you're not his blood relative.
Thanks.
Thanks. So I get what I get for the $2 a basket is your heartfelt thanks. Is that right? Okay. All right.
And if I get $100, I get a shootout badge. I get $250.
Well, are you saying, Bart, that maybe you want me to go up to $3 a basket this year?
Maybe.
Would that make you happy?
Yes.
All right, I'll go. Since it is, you know, I did it last year, and I think I should come up a notch. I will go with $3 a basket this year.
Are you trying to make me look bad?
How much did you
know? Now I'm a... All right, Daddy will go $3.10 a basket.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I'm not going to get into that game. It'll be a bidding war. It'll be... your total outlay, $1,000 for the basket.
All right, I love you. I'll see you tonight.
Okay.
All right.
Go do your homework. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
How are
thank you.
How are his free throws?
Fantastic. He's really good.
And he responds to pressure.
He's really good. Oh, yeah.
All right.
He doesn't respond to pressure. He responds to getting something.
Yes.
And he wants to get the bag. And last year, he got whatever the amount of money was that he collected. They gave him tickets for a Bullets game.
Right.
And he was so happy, so excited. We went to the game. They gave them they gave these kids the worst seats. You know, you could have, I said to him right there, I said, look, Daddy could have paid $200.
Right.
And we could have gotten seats that were real close.
Yes.
Instead, but, you know, then he brings up the charity thing, and that's when I do the argument. He says, Daddy, all the money was for charity. Yeah, but still, we're sitting way up here.
Come on.
We're sitting way up here.
Why are we up here in the nosebleed section?
Well, thank you on behalf of Barney. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Bless you, Cher.
Thank you. Excuse me.
And anybody else on the program who feels a little pressure to help out, feel free. I'd be glad to accept your donations also.
And incidentally, if this is just a tip for anybody, if you're trying to get somebody to donate money for charity, you call them on their radio show.
Why don't we talk to you during the commercials? Talk to Uncle Mike on the radio.
You told him, you want a lock, son?
Yeah.
There you go. All right.
Well, thank you. We do appreciate it.
Good.
Now, the Super Bowl, which is this weekend, we're doing the show Friday from Tempe. Oh, you know, I got a piece of email from somebody. Said it's not Tempe. It's Tempe.
Tempe?
What are you doing with your microphone?
Sorry, I hit my cough button. It's stuck.
Tempe.
Tempe?
Yeah, like T-E-M-P-E-E-E-E-E-E.
Tempe, like O-J.
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 O-J. We will broadcast live from the Super Bowl on Friday. We are going to have current and former players joining us on Friday. I think you're really digging. It's going to be our best Super Bowl show ever.
Good.
One of the players that we are trying to get, we make no promises, is this guy Nate Newton.
My boy.
And the reason that we might be able to get him on the show is because the guy is an absolute freaking media hog.
Mm-hmm.
If you saw any of the tapes of yesterday, Media Day at the Super Bowl.
Yes.
He makes Deion Sanders look like Deion Sanders is camera shy. This guy Nate Newton, he's got an opinion on everything. He will talk to any reporter.
Right.
He is there to promote himself. And yesterday at the Super Bowl, he announced he is debuting his own 1-900 number.
And he is a man with a terrific center of gravity, if you have ever gotten a chance to watch Nate Newton play.
The only other athlete that I can remember having a 1-900 number, and this was really great, do you remember about 5, 6, 7 years ago when Jose Canseco had one?
Man, we called it every day.
We called it every day because Jose Canseco is such an idiot. And it was, I'll give him this, it was exactly what they advertised.
Sure.
It said, get Jose's thoughts on the game
right. And
what Jose will be doing. So you'd call and go, welcome to the Jose Canseco hotline. And he'd say, This is Jose. I went 0 for 3 last night. lots of outside stuff. For dinner, I had a club sandwich and 2 beers, Budweiser, and yeah. I went to bed at 11:30.
Remember when he's going to get lazy at the end and he wouldn't update it? And we'd like have the same Jose message every, and then he started putting his brother on it.
Hello, this is Ozzy Canseco.
Ozzy's his name.
Ozzy Canseco, that's so, right.
Who knows if the Nate Newton line is going to be half as good. Let's call it and find out.
I would like to point out, though, you know, that was back then when Jose Canseco had that hotline. In recent, actually last year, Jose Canseco got a lot smarter. He turned into a much smarter baseball player.
He played for the Red Sox.
He's still a dope.
It's amazing. He just put on the Red Sox uniform and just suddenly got a lot brighter.
After all this talk, I can't make the call. 1-900-ASK.
Hey, what's going on?
Who's got that number?
Say, those Red Sox are going to be a good team this year when Jose Canseco takes Daryl Strawberry under his wing. Oh, God.
They should drive with Doc Gooden.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed.
Boy, I'm pissed. Somebody bring me the Post.
Come on now.
Please, anybody got the Post? It was in the newspaper today. That's where you don't have the Post there, bud?
I don't have a copy. No.
What is it? 1-800-1900-ASK-MACE?
Ask Newt.
Ask Newt.
N-E-W-T. You might think it was a Newt Gingrich, a.k.a. Benny Hill line.
What is what does Nate Newton weigh in at?
Got to be over 3.
Well over 300.
You know, they do that thing when John Madden does the Cowboys games to see which of the offensive linemen sweats the most.
Right.
Sometimes they just get big shots of these guys' huge asses.
With the sweat just trailing down there.
The sweat which rivals that sweat that we saw the umpire in Wrigley Field with. Do you remember that?
That was the worst case of butt sweat that I think we've ever witnessed.
We are at a Chicago Cubs-New York Mets game about 5 years ago. You know, everything I say is about 5 years ago. I think it was five. Who knows?
Longer than 5 years ago.
Okay. It was a while ago. Uh-huh. It was a very hot day. And as the umpire would lean over to dust off the plate.
Oh, he was sweating. And as the game progressed, you could see the stain in the back of his pants just increase. We couldn't help but notice it.
Here's what Nate Newton says. The number was transcribed as it is in the Post, or maybe it's not up yet. It says, the Tempe police found this out the hard way Monday after meeting with Cowboys to outline night spots they'd prefer the players not go to. They gave us a list of places not to go, said Nate Newton, and I asked them to repeat them because these are the places I'm going. Now I'm going to my room, order me up a buffet, kick back for about 4 hours, get up, run on the treadmill for an hour, then put something new on my 1-900 number. 1-900-ASK-NEWT. The 1-900 number is for people who can't afford a computer. For $1.61, you can listen to me talk for an hour.
An hour
wow.
of
an
Newt.
Hour.
All right, I like this.
1-900-ASK-NEWT.
We're sorry, your call cannot be completed as dialed.
Do you think he was playing a game? Was he playing one of those Nate Newton games? You know, not only does he love the media, but he likes to play and toy with the media.
Oh, now that would not be good.
You know, we can imagine
it. Because I walked right into it if it's a joke.
If you can listen to Nate talk for an hour, you know, maybe he was stretching the truth.
Yeah.
And I'm waiting for the first guy to really snap. Because usually the pressure of Super Bowl week, you have one or two players that really go off the deep end.
I'm going to try 1-900-ASK-NEWT. ASS.
What's this? Ass don't smell.
We're sorry, your call can...
Say, Newt, your ass doesn't smell.
Exactly.
Do-do-do-do-do.
When scrubbing won't work. Perfumes just cover it up.
Do-do-do-do-do.
Step up to ass don't smell. No, what a shame. Hey, are we not able to dial a 900 number?
No, we definitely can. Hello?
Hello?
Down on my show.
Yeah, I was wanting to know if you remember that Nate Newton commercial on Long John Silver's.
Haven't seen it.
Hold on a second. $1.61 for the first minute and $1.25 for each additional
minute.
I'm so
glad it's real.
The average call length is 4 minutes. Those under 18 years of age.
I think that maybe they have blocked out some of our lines so we can't make the 900
call. Please hang up before the tone.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
I knew they were on the phone. Stay on hold, please. Get right to you.
Hello, this is Nate Newton, Pro Football Hotline. It's January 23rd. It's been a great day for me. It's a Tuesday. Man, we woke up this morning, man, around my 9 o'clock, when that little bus came back here, boarded the bus. Media day. You know it was my show. What we did, we got all offices around together. We all did our press conference together for the first 15, 20 minutes, trying to show a little unity.
I am the Dickman.
Those good men to play. Steelers went first. They had to get up early, of course.
La Quinta.
Yeah.
I just got Larry on the brain. Larry Williams.
And the Cowboys came in and we did out there. It was a nice day, man. It was an exciting day. The day was a day off.
Now, does he go on for an hour? Is he going to go on for an hour on this?
We've got the time.
Radio show around about 5:30.
And we found out it's 1-900-RUN-NEWT, not ASK-NEWT.
RUN-NEWT.
It's a good place, man. A nice place.
Nate Newton is for his Trump.
You know, I like the idea that this might get confused with all those people that want to, nominate Newt Gingrich to run for president. Sure, that gets confused.
To be, I mean, we're in a beautiful hotel, the beauty. It is lovely, man. I was doing an interview, you know, some of the questions I was asked was that, Nate, what do you think about y'all ride to the president in a limo? You know, well, the way I feel about it is just like going in your own car. You know, I drive a firearm to save the Benz. There's no different driving a limo and driving a Benz, but I guess since it's Super Bowl weekend, I don't want to make
it. It would be nice for the people that can't afford computers.
Something to write about, but that's okay, you know. We had our own limos come in from Dallas. And people.
This is so wacky.
This is good. You might get some insights here. They had their own limos come in from Dallas.
We just being a cowboy, you know.
I hope they lose. God, I hate them. We're just being the Cowboys.
I got something to say about them whenever we do, but that's okay. Other things I was asked is about Eric Williams and supposedly bad block that he had that was very legal and a part of the NFL today. And
he's talking about that block that was made on Yurkovic of the Packers,
which is like when you look up chop block in the textbook, they use that picture.
I love being in the Super Bowl. I love playing for the Dallas Cowboys fans. Sometimes I just push to the edge just to get people in an uproar. But it's all a funny game, so the real deal is focus on the Super Bowl. I mean,
is he done? Does it sound like he's winding down?
No, I like it.
Sounds like he's focusing on the Super Bowl right now.
This is our last show for the year. You know,
the last show.
So on the ticket, so we had to do that. Got to see Brad Sham, KRLD.
Brad Sham.
You know, he used to be the voice of the
Cowboys. That's a big league dread.
We got the biggest laugh. We were in Dallas about 5 years ago for a Cowboys game. And in the program, in the Dallas Cowboys program, the guy who was the announcer for the Cowboys today was Brad Sham, everybody. And he had a clothing store, and the name of the store is Brad Sham's House of Big League Threads.
We never made it there, but we sure wanted to go. Big billboard for it in Dallas.
Huge billboard, yeah, right, on the way to the airport.
It's great, man, to be a part of the Super Bowl. Hoopla. Oh, wow.
Hey, I'm down at my Brad Sham's House of Big League Threads.
Hey there, would you like to put on some Big League Threads?
Like me, Brad Sham.
To play the game. Is going to be a great serious fold.
I believe he has the potential to go on for an hour.
They play that way.
I see no sign of him slowing down.
A good game. Coach Cowell.
I'm going to just put it on hold.
Just keep checking back.
Come back to it. Now, are you on? Are you still there about Nate Newton? Hello, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still there.
Yeah, what about it?
Well, there's a Long John Silver's commercial. They had some kind of special going on. And it had Nate Newton on it, and at the end he was waving one of his hands in the air, and he goes, "Give me the fish."
Okay, thank you. Good story.
Thank you. That was
good. What did he say again? He
says, "Give me the fish."
Give me the fish?
Yeah.
Good story, well told.
Thank you.
All right.
Once again, it's our friend Garrison Keillor calling the show. God, I wish that guy would get a life.
Always calling, wanted to talk about the
screen. Really picked this game up. He's been a quarterback that they look for. I think he's the quarterback of now and their future, so a lot of good things can happen there.
I got to tell you, if you're Nate Newton, your goal is to go as long as you can because you're going to make that much more money.
Sure.
Have the chance, the up and down.
Some idiots like us.
At the end, that's what counts. I mean,
is he over?
Two best teams playing in the Super Bowl. I mean, I'm loving it out here. My hats off to Coach Swiftly. He's been through a lot. He's got
to okay, I'm going to put this on hold. We're going to go to break. We'll come back and see if Nate's still talking. We'll be right back.
Radio needs a good kick in the ass.
The Don and Mike Show.
Repeatedly proven to lower cholesterol. Qui has the quality, the research, and the proof. Why compromise? Take Qui. Qui is not intended to treat any disease. Consult your doctor. I'm Sherry Litter, Metro Traffic Control for WJSK.
How are you?
It's the kind of radio program that makes you want to go to your office, lie on the couch, and cry about your mammy. The Don and Mike Show.
And you can come to my office, lie on my couch, and cry about your mammy.
All right, let's see if it's still going.
Rachel, hey, remember, we're in the bowl. Everything's going smooth. No major inside stories been done just yet. But she'll be back on either.
The Nate Newton line still going?
Way to go, Nate.
Excuse me, the hotline's ringing. Hello.
Dan?
Yes. Hello, hi.
Hey, Papa.
Hi, buddy.
Papa?
Yes.
Clinker is officially wearing your underwear.
That is something Bart has been calling me recently. I'm not sure where the Papa.
He calls you Papa?
Yeah, why do you call me Papa?
Because I like it. Papa.
I like it's kind of old-fashioned, Papa.
Oh, my Papa, to me he was so wonderful.
What did you say about Corey?
Papa, yes. Frank is wearing your underwear.
Well, that's just great.
And this is to prevent infection?
Hey, I cleaned those underpants myself this past weekend, Sherry.
I used plenty of bleach.
What color are the underpants that Clink's wearing?
Assorted.
Just like yours. A rainbow of colors. Like father.
No, they're white.
So at least for now they're white. All right, pal. I love you. I'll see you tonight.
But Dad?
Yeah.
I looked at him. Mommy had to rip the pants to fit. Clink. Tail?
Wait, is his tail going through the hole in the front?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what you're doing.
Turn the underpants around backwards. Okay, I got you.
So you can do it when you're putting underpants on a dog.
So you will not be able to wear them.
Oh, well, that's too bad. I was hoping I could get them back after a dog wears them. All right, I'll see you tonight. I'll see you tonight.
It's not bad.
I gotta go. Go do your homework.
But, Papa?
Yes.
Papa.
I love you.
Love you, too.
What, Mom?
See you tonight.
Now she's going to take him off him so he can go potty.
Well,
he can't go potty right now.
That's got to be a wonderful job, taking the underpants off and putting them back on the dog. Okay.
Just put them right on.
All right, I'll see you guys tonight.
Okay.
All right, bye, buddy.
Okay, do you want to talk to Mommy?
I already had that pleasure.
Okay, bye.
I'll see you, bye-bye.
Dad?
Yeah.
I love you.
Love you, too.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Now, how often does he call you Papa?
Media Day. I love being for Dallas Cowboys fan.
This is a somewhat new name.
A new name, Papa.
Not sure where it's come from, right?
The real deal is focus on the Super Bowl. I mean, it's been great out here. It's been lovely, and I like to mess with Chuck Cooperstein. My ticket made is our last show for the year. You know, as usual.
We'll leave him on hold and see how long he's going to keep rambling. Now. We got more football stuff, but let me change the subject here for just half a second. It's already 5 o'clock almost?
Almost 5 o'clock Eastern time.
God, what's happening? We got to get the Highway Love Connection in the next hour. That's a got to do. However, this does come right to the top of the pile. Dear Don and Mike, I'm glad you're enjoying the Larry Williams video that I sent you. Yesterday was the first chance I had to hear you play or mention it. By the way, did you guys like the video of the beach lady?
Oh, yes, we did.
For your information, the guy asking for directions was making a cross-country bicycle trip from California to the East Coast. The guy shooting the video is his traveling companion. They just finished for the day and needed directions to the Motel 6. At this point in the journey, they are in Longview, Texas, not in Tampa, as you had previously thought. I live in Tampa, okay?
All right.
Larry lives in Longview, Texas.
Aha!
Now, before I continue to read the letter, let's call Longview, Texas, and see if they have a listing for Larry Williams at 302 Brown Street.
Let's do it. We've been dying to get in touch with Larry Williams. direction giver extraordinaire, and also a man with a tremendous
hello
thing.
This is Nancy. What city, please?
Hello, Nancy. Bless your heart. From Longview.
Yes.
Member of Larry Williams at 302 Brown Street. Thank you. Thank you. Well, it's obvious the guy who sent us the tape has not heard us discuss it, because it says, when Larry says, I'm going over a bridge five times, the bike rider interrupts him. Larry responds, let me finish. As you may or may not know, Larry says La Quinta Inn eight times.
La Quinta Inn.
Anyway, would it be possible to get a tape of when you read my first fax, as well as the times you have played Larry? I'd love to send them to my dad in Michigan. I really wish I could listen to more of your show instead of being a member of the Hour and a Half Club. Thanks for your great show. And that is from Dallas Pozzola from St. Petersburg, Florida. Hello.
Larry Brown in Longview on Brown.
It's not Larry Brown.
No,
it's Larry Williams.
Okay, Larry Williams.
And he lives on Brown Street.
But I had no Larry Williams on Brown Street. And,
no.
I have one on Radio Street.
Yes. Can you hold on? I will take all of the listings you have for Larry Williams. Can you hold on, please?
Did she say Radio Street?
Rob, would you transcribe those numbers and bring them in, and we'll search for Larry Williams?
Now, on the tape.
That's the main player right at home.
That's the Nate Newton 1-900 number, which all is right. Going strong.
Let it go, Nate.
We're in the bowl. Everything's going smooth. No major inside story's been done just yet. I should be back on either Wednesday.
What a coincidence. That's what he said last time, too.
It's now been 20 minutes that has been going. Maybe it just repeats over and over again. Maybe he has a message. You actually have to hang up the line.
That's probably exactly what happens. It just goes over and over and over again.
A lot of things will be happening. Looks to me your local news broadcast nationwide.
He can talk.
Worldwide. Thank you.
That's it.
Call it Make News Pro Football Highlight. Wow. And signing out. In the boat, y'all. In the boat, y'all. In the boat, y'all. In the boat.
In the bowl.
In the bowl, y'all.
In the bowl, y'all. All right. And then, does it start over now? Or do we just hear it? Or is it 20 minutes long?
Nate Newton Hotline.
And now, here's Nate.
Sounds like he's happy to be in the Super Bowl.
That's it. Hey, you guys got those numbers? You guys bring it. Thank you, Charlie. All right, we will try.
Oh, this is exciting for me. This is like getting through to the biggest celebrity in the world.
Larry Williams.
The guy we saw on the videotape. Larry Williams, give a direction. La Quinta Inn. La Quinta Inn.
Larry Williams. The Dickman.
I got a lovely. All right.
D-I-C-K-E-M-A-N.
Hello.
Larry Williams.
Yeah.
Larry, hi. Don and Mike, we're doing a radio show right now.
Yes.
Is this the Larry Williams who was giving directions to a couple of guys?
No.
On how to get to Motel 6?
No, not the same one.
Is it not?
No, it doesn't sound like the same one.
Thank you. You're not known as the Dickman, are you?
The what? No, that's a different guy. I know who you're talking about. That was about 2 years ago.
Oh, you know him?
No, I just know who you're talking about. It was on the local news.
Well, what are you talking about?
Huh?
Oh, really? You mean his direction giving was on the local news?
Yeah, well, not local news. They put it in the newspaper or something. Somebody came by, and a lot of people called here from all over the place the last 2 years and won't get this guy.
Huh?
Yeah. I don't know who he is, though.
Well, it's not you, and I think
it's
we know that.
Me.
Thank you. All right,
it was.
He must be talking about somebody else. They wouldn't run that tape on the evening news.
I don't know.
Our lead story.
You know, he sent us the tape. Who knows who else he sent the tape to? Here, I want you to see this man. I don't know how they could use that on the local news.
Or why?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, what's newsworthy about it?
Well, for this show.
Well, that's what is the difference.
For this show, it's our top story.
It's been our top story for a week. I tossed my salad is the number one yeah. story.
And that was hard to move that.
Hi, you've reached 759-3.
No,
no, no, no.
All right, now,
still
leave your name, number, and
group
message today.
Yeah,
that's not it either.
I am the Dickman. Fine, all right, well, that's a dead end. Is there a phone number where the guy who sent us the tape is?
Dallas? Let's call Dallas.
No, there's not. No, he sent an email.
No, oh, really?
From IBM in Tampa.
Well, Dallas, if you're listening, call us.
We'd like to figure out what's going on. Got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
the career of Bob the Intern, the Don and Mike Show.
The agent.
This is Bob Siska. I want to know what Larry has enjoyed from us.
Hi, we're back. Thanks for listening. Tampa, Florida. The aforementioned 1010 Talks, WQYK. Thank you for listening in Mobile, Alabama. Darwin's waiting room every day on 92 Rock. And thanks for listening in Boise, Idaho on KFXD. Phone calls right here and right now. We just got this much time to get to a rotating random phone scan.
Good.
So if you want to get in line to get on the air, we will accept your calls. As always, we stand ready to believe ye at 1-800-636-1067. That's our phone number. Some more Super Bowl stuff in the second half of this hour. We'll call the Super Bowl hotline. Buzz with news. Highway Love Connection coming up. We'll do it with money, and we'll do it with a skiing trip, and we'll do it with Tony Bennett. Phone scan now. Want to make sure we have time at some point to call the Pittsburgh Steelers to ask them why they only got the sticker on one side of the helmet. And we also never called the 109-year-old man having his birthday yesterday.
God bless him.
Every second that passes, we stand to lose another great bit.
Yeah, when we talk about Tony Bennett involved in the Highway Love Connection, we're talking about him coming out on the day with you. He'll ride along in the car.
Hey, how you doing? You know I go from night to night.
So we've got a ton of stuff to get through, and I haven't even given you the clue yet. Today's clue for the world of John and Mike, our interactive CD-ROM. Let me rectify that right now. Here's your clue for today, Wednesday the 24th of January.
You know, every time you say rectify, I feel like going out and buying a painting.
By now, you've figured out that some of the items you find in the game need to be placed in the PV-119. But what happens when you complete the PV-119? Here's that solution. Once you fill the ever-loving PV-119 with the proper items, you will see a mini-movie that shows you a radio extruding from one of the paintings.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a painting you've never seen before. What you need to do is go to one of the blank paintings. You'll find the radio there, but only after you've solved the PV-119. What do you do with the radio once you have it? For the answer, as always, stay tuned.
There you go.
Coming soon, the mystery of our empty room. Our CD-ROM is out there. It's way out there. 1-800-529-9900.
Yes, pony up to $39.99, and it belongs to you.
Mm-hmm. IBM and Mac friendly. And you heard earlier, Mike and I are whiz with computers.
Absolutely.
Hello.
Hi, is that Mike?
Yes, you are on the air now. Phone scan time.
Hey, how's it going?
Great, thank you.
Great. Hey, I got a Rudy Marsky spotting for you.
Oh, is he at the Super Bowl? You know we're going to run into him out there.
Well, not at the Super Bowl, so I'm here in Virginia.
Yeah, where?
Well, at Greedy's restaurant.
Yeah, another bar. What bar?
Greedy's.
Greedy's.
You know, that is the Buffalo Bills bar. I know because Rudy called me and invited me to go see a game out there.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah, the Steelers-Buffalo game about 3 weeks ago. But
yeah, that was the one that I saw him out there. Mm-hmm. He was sitting not in my section. I was waiting tables there, but in my roommate's section. I thought it was pretty funny. He was sitting there. He put back probably about 6 or 7 beers. He's standing up on his table trying to listen to the television because the crowd was so loud.
That's Rudy.
Yep.
Got to write about the games in USA Today. Why stay at home when you'll be able to see everything and hear it?
That's Rudy doing his homework. What a great job he has.
You know, we will run into him out of the Super Bowl.
I'm looking forward to it.
No way to avoid that.
Absolutely.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi there.
Hello.
Hi, I'm just calling from Sacramento to say hi, and we enjoy your show here at work every day from noon to 4.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay.
That's very nice of you. Thank you.
No salutations. Hello. As Al Lewis once said.
Yeah, when we were signing autographs. How do we ever work our way into a signing session with Al Lewis, Grandpa Munster?
About 5 years ago. That's all I remember. Everything about 5 years ago.
Sure.
Hello. Radio station. Hello. Don and Mike Show. Hi.
Yeah, how are you doing?
Great, thank you.
Which one's this, Buzz?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hi. Wow.
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 Yeah. Wow.
Wow. What can I do for you?
Wow.
Wow. I was just wondering who you guys were pulling for in the Super Bowl.
I don't know anything about football.
You don't?
No. No, Sherry beat me on the quiz.
Pardon me?
Sherry beat me on the quiz.
Sherry?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the only place where she beat you?
Yeah, I'd like her to beat me.
Cool.
I'm into that, you know.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Whips and chains.
Ooh.
Yeah. Beat me, Sherry. Beat me. Wow.
You'd love that too, huh? Maybe that's the sole purpose of this call.
Oh.
Yeah, they're out there.
That call was for you, Buzz.
Again, just give him my home number.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Fred from Sacramento.
Hi, Fred.
Hey, listen, I was watching. I know this sounds boring, but I was scanning the channels last night, and on C-SPAN, they had that Whitewater hearing, and the guy from Arkansas said that one of these people involved with the Clintons is partners with Jerry Jones from the Cowboys.
Aha!
Mm-hmm.
It's revealed on this show.
Old Yellow Teeth.
Yeah, and the other thing I want to tell you is I'm from Texas, and you guys have ever heard this expression, I dig your chili? It's kind of like I want to toss your salad.
I'm sure it's nothing like I want to toss your salad, but we will put it on our list.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
I dig your chili. Oh, man, that's a little more graphic.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
My name is Mayor from Annandale. I was just wondering what Dennis looks like.
Clark Gable.
I hear
him. Cary Grant.
Time and I
Cary Grant, my apologies. You know, the old time movie actor from the 40s and 50s, very handsome guy.
Hello, this is Dennis Murphy. I'm looking forward to meeting a lot of beautiful ladies out at the fabulous Super Bowl. They'll be lined up to meet me because everyone says they want to date Dennis Murphy.
How old is he?
Dennis is, I think, 30.
35.
You know what I imagine?
35, yes. Who do you imagine?
The guy from American Graffiti.
Oh, you mean Toad or whatever?
Toad.
The guy with the horn-rimmed glasses?
Yes.
No.
Official signs, Larry Williams. You got to put those two together.
Huh?
We have to combine Dennis Murphy and Larry Williams?
Yeah, as soon as you do.
Oh, okay. So we'll let you know. As soon as we split that, Adam.
This is Dennis Murphy. Join me and my partner, Larry Williams, as we do our own radio show.
Hello. Hello, my show. Hello, hi.
How's it going?
Hi, Kansas, right?
Yeah, Wichita, Kansas.
Yes, sir.
Don and Mike, you guys are the best. I've got a question for you, kind of a follow-up. You guys did an interview with a gentleman in Arizona that claimed to say that he was going to sell marijuana at the game. Are you going to try and follow up on it?
We tried to call him a couple of days ago, I think, and we got no answer.
Really?
They've all broken camp, and they're heading down to Phoenix.
Well, I'd like to say hey to Ryan. He's out driving around and listening to your show. He turned me on to you guys about a year and a half ago.
All right.
And keep kicking ass.
Duncan Shane, my friend. Hi. Don and Mike. Oh, I need to hang up on you. Hello, you are on the air.
Hi, you looking for me?
Hey, it's Dennis Murphy, everyone.
Oh.
Hi, Dan.
Hi, Don. How you doing?
Doing great.
Hey, good luck on the weekend.
Well, do you have a little alarm or something that is set by your desk that goes off whenever we mention your name or somebody calls and mentions your name?
Oh, no. A woman called, and I thought maybe she might be interested in going out with me, and that's why I called.
Oh, we should have kept her on the line. You know, she was very interested in you.
And if she could, because she called back.
Oh, God, you are so horny.
Yeah, I'm not horny. I'm just looking for a date.
And what are you doing this weekend?
Oh, I'm going up to the Big Apple.
What are you going to New York for?
I'm going to try to promote your show.
You? Oh,
fantastic.
I'm going to walk around the street of New York and say, hey, are you listening to God in that before?
How could they listen to us? We're not on in New York.
No, I'm going to ask the Long Island people.
I think we found our ticket to get into the city that never sleeps.
Yeah, hey.
Why are you going to New York really, Dennis?
Oh, no, a friend of mine lives in New York and he invited me up for the weekend.
Ah, beautiful.
Is he paying for you to get up there?
Oh, no, I have to pay round clip and clap. But I'm using the handicap discount, so I can 25% off.
Well, that's good, Dennis.
That stopped the show.
What?
That stopped the show.
Yeah, and you knew that, too, didn't you, Dennis?
Yeah, Dennis, you know, Dennis says some stuff just for shock value.
Sure he does.
Sure he does.
Oh, this is shock value. It's reality.
It's reality. have a good trip, Dennis.
Hey, Don?
Yes.
Mike?
Yeah.
Hey, have a good time and compete.
Compete.
We will.
Bye.
Hey.
Bye.
I'm the pit man.
He was on today. I'm sorry.
He wound up. He had a coke or something before he called us.
Dennis was on hitting on all eight there.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
God.
Sioux City, Iowa. You're on the air. Hello.
Boy, I got to follow Dennis Murphy, my highlight of the year so far.
Very sloppy, sir.
Hey, when's 96's first script trivia going to be?
Oh, when we get back from the Super Bowl.
Can't do it down there, huh?
No, listen, don't bring sex into the Super Bowl, okay?
Oh, like,
that's a sacred time for me.
Like Jimmy Jones isn't going to get you this weekend.
That's Jerry Jones, and it's sacred to me.
Okay.
Sacred.
Thank you, sir.
No sex, just football. All football.
All righty.
Glorious football.
You know, I'm suddenly picturing us in that media center with our broadcast site and all the other radio programs down there, and we play strip trivia. Wow, wouldn't that be something?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys, when are you guys coming to Richmond?
We get to watch the game from jail. Richmond, Virginia?
Yeah.
You know, we got a station. We got a station. WR.
for the weekend.
Ah, beautiful.
Is he paying for you to get up there?
Oh, no, I have to pay round clip and clip. But I'm using the handicap discount, so I could 25% off.
Well, that's good, Dennis.
That stopped the show.
What?
That stopped the show.
Yeah, and you knew that too, didn't you, Dennis?
Yeah, Dennis. You know, Dennis says some stuff just for shock value.
Sure he does.
Sure he does.
It's reality.
It's reality. have a good trip, Dennis.
Hey, Don?
Yes.
Mike?
Yeah.
Hey, have a good time and compete.
We will. Bye.
Hey.
What?
I'm the Pitman.
He was. He was on today. I'm sorry.
Wound up. He had a coker before he called us.
Dennis was on hitting on all eight there.
Hello?
Don and Mike Show.
God. Sioux City, Iowa. You're on the air. Hello.
Boy, I got to follow Dennis Murphy, my highlight of the year so far.
Ooh, they're sloppy sir.
Hey, when's 96's first script trivia going to be?
Oh, when we get back from the Super Bowl.
Can't do it down there, huh?
No, listen, don't bring sex into the Super Bowl, okay?
Oh, like,
that's a sacred time for me.
Like Jimmy Jones isn't going to get any this weekend.
That's Jerry Jones, and it's sacred to me.
Okay.
Sacred.
Thank you, sir.
No sex, just football. All football.
All righty.
Glorious football.
You know, I'm suddenly picturing us in that media center with our broadcast site and all the other radio programs down there, and we play strip trivia. Wow, wouldn't that be something?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys, when are you guys coming to Richmond?
We get to watch the game from jail. Richmond, Virginia?
Yeah.
You know, we got a station, WR something. We got a station there, and they keep...
WRVA.
Keep screwing around on when they're going to pick it up. So we should be, you know, there's a bunch of cities that we're hoping to invade soon. Just stay tuned.
Okay, I'm listening to you on WJSK right now on that cable FM server. So it's all right. Rather listen to you, like, other places other than the house.
Sure. Gotcha. All right, well, thanks.
Right.
We appreciate you listening any way you can.
All right,
it's so tough when you're going to the grocery store, that big cable dragging out of your car.
Hey, okay. Thanks a lot.
Hey, okay.
Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, good afternoon, buddy. Driving you home and driving you crazy. Yeah, man, hump day, everybody. Hump day. Tell your boss to shove it.
Here we go.
Got another block of rock. What up with Ron Elbert? Wild Billy Idol.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I want to talk to Don.
Excuse me, I was listening to Tony Coulter's show today. I picked up all of his lines on my way.
Tony Coulter's show.
In the doghouse. Yeah, another block of rock coming up.
Arf!
It's me, the bad dog.
He, you know, that's a name I would never use to describe Tony. The mellow dog, maybe.
Hello.
Don.
Yes.
Got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
Got the CD-ROM?
Yeah.
Love it. Are you guys using body doubles?
Yes, we are, sir.
How long ago were those pictures taken? How many trainers have you gone through since then?
Look, TB puts weight on. You
adds 100 pounds to you.
Adds 100 pounds.
I thought it was 200 pounds.
Hello. Don and Mike Show. Those are body doubles. My body double, we dug up the body of the late James Coco. And for Mike, we dug up John Candy.
John Candy, absolutely.
Two dead guys.
That's right. We needed a guy with a beard. It was from his last movie.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Don Mike, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, just wanted to make sure. I'm calling a little bit late for a belated birthday spanking. I was really bad on my birthday, and I really need myself in line.
How,
blood clot, you know. Oh.
How tall are you?
Yeah.
Oh, no. 5'7".
That's so?
Yeah.
And you're breathing very heavily there for a second.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I'm excited about this.
Oh, God.
I'm talking to the radio god. I mean, how could you not?
Who is the celebrity that you think you most resemble?
Probably. That's a good question. Nobody ever really asked me that.
You got to have the answer if you want to be spanked.
Okay. Delta Burke before she gained a lot of weight.
Ooh. First and 10, Delta Burke?
She was on that.
Who's the Boss?
Thing, nope. Right?
Who's? How about when she was on Who's the Boss?
Yeah.
I remember that episode. She was
yeah.
a. She was an exercise guru, and she came over to help Tony work out, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, she took it down in the basement. Yeah.
Who is now appearing in Las Vegas. Tony.
I read that in the paper today. He's on the strip in Vegas.
I was reading all the performers, like the Buddy Hackett's going to be, and then you see Tony Danza. I'd like to see that show.
What a ripoff. What does he do? Come out and vacuum the carpet? Like he put that in his stupid TV show? Oh, Angela. How old were you, my dear?
I was 38. I hate to say that. It pains me.
The old gray mare just ain't what she used to be.
Well, you know, I guess age is only a state of mind, right?
Is there a hard wooden chair nearby?
Yes, sir.
Do you have big false eyelashes with big blue eyeshadow now?
No.
No.
Blue eyeshadow's out.
Yeah, I'm just wondering.
Would you pull down your pants, please?
I have them down. Right. Around my ankles.
Here we go, ice pick time, man. One, two, three, four.
Oh, I'm
oh, dear.
Six. Oh, eight, ooh. Nine, okay.
Seven, 11, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20.
Oh,
I got to give Mike the ice pick.
Here we go.
And
21, 22, 23. 24,
25,
26,
27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35,
36, 37, 38. Yeah. Happy birthday.
Thank you
so much. Hello. Worcester,
Massachusetts. Don and Mike
show. Hello. Don and Mike, my heroes. How you doing tonight?
Doing great, thank you.
Hey, I'm just on 146 in a hurricane rainstorm heading back towards Worcester, and I've been always trying to call you on a payphone, but decided to try on a cat phone. Glad I got through.
Yeah, always good to talk on a cat phone.
It sure is. Hey, man, my only statement here tonight is, you know, OJ's back on trial again somewhat.
Yes.
And the sad thing is, we all know he's guilty, but unfortunately we can never retry him again and throw him in jail for murder.
Sir, must we continue to talk about OJ?
Until justice has prevailed, and you know, Don and Mike.
OJ.
Oh, yes.
OJ, you know, we kind of think OJ old news, but of course he is being tried all over again with that civil action.
But he's guilty, man.
Yes, OJ is guilty.
Guilty, man.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
God
bye-bye.
Bless.
Yes, God bless you.
God bless from you, Cass.
We are sick of that subject. However, we now enjoy saying
OJ.
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 OJ testified again today.
Hello, Don, my show.
Yes, I have a question about Jeremy Coleman.
Yes, sir. Now we need more calls like this. Yes.
Is he a scrawny little thing with black hair, curly hair?
No,
not curly hair.
Stringy and greasy hair, but he is a small little thing.
I think I used to work with this guy over at a greenhouse over by Vienna Great Falls. Would that be the same person?
I don't think he's ever worked in a greenhouse.
Well, that was
I can't picture Jeremy Coleman, you know, planting poinsettias. I just can't see that happening.
Exactly the problem, because every time he tried to do a job with us, you know, the guy would realize it, and he'd put him on, like, yard detail while we had to go out and dig huge holes.
Now, listen, was it just some scrawny, emaciated guy with stringy hair, or was the guy's name Jeremy Coleman?
Specifically, his name was Jeremy Coleman. Okay, right,
hold on.
Did he wear, like, Harpo Marx jacket?
I worked in a greenhouse.
Did you really?
One of my favorite jobs of all time. Yeah, I loved it.
Really?
Yeah, I planted flowers. It was wonderful. Very peaceful. I did.
Peaceful.
It was peaceful and serene.
Jeremy's greenhouse.
Did you know this guy?
I just started listening like the last 3 seconds, so I missed most of it.
Did you work in a greenhouse?
Not that I remember, no.
All right, hold on.
Not that I remember.
Hold on.
Maybe it was me.
You're on with Jeremy. Let's see if it's the same guy. Go ahead, sir.
Sir? Sir, you're on with Jeremy Coleman. Go ahead.
I knew it was a fake.
No, and he hung up.
Yeah.
He hung up.
Drat.
All right.
I worked at a park, but not a greenhouse.
You worked at a park?
Yeah, but I was doing administrative stuff.
Of course
you were.
You go in the office. You could work at Yellowstone, and you'd be like in the brick building.
Thanks.
Never seeing your son.
Bye, Jeremy.
Bye.
That's great. Jeremy worked at the beach. You know, never got a tan, though.
I'll stay in the building and do the paperwork. Thanks for those calls. We've got a break, and we'll be right back.
Radio Gods, Don and Mike.
JFK.
5:32, and here's the beauty of Sherry Liquor. Hi, Sherry.
Hi, Don and Mike. This traffic report is brought to you by Meyer Emco. Inner loop of the Beltway is slow now from the Legion Bridge to the 270 Spur. The outer loop of the Beltway is closed now from Georgetown Pike to the toll road. A disabled vehicle southbound on 95 now after Route 123. It takes away the right lane. Police are on the scene. Southbound 295 is slow after Suitland Parkway to the inner loop of the Beltway. Enjoy the Super Bowl with a new big screen television or home theater during the store-wide video event at Meyer Emco, Washington's leading stereo video store. See Friday's post-weekend section for details. I'm Sherry Liquor, Metro Traffic Control for WJFK.
WJFK.
Four out of five physicians agree this show can sure cure the fish ass. Don and Mike.
Thank you, Paul Turner, my big boss, Brandon. Hey, thank you for listening. Buzz will have news in a couple of seconds before we're done with this half hour.
You know that Buzz Burbank, a man of many talents, Don.
And we'll also have Highway Love Connection next hour. Why? What happened?
He's not just a newsman. He actually is a very talented impressionist. And he was doing his impression of Jeremy Coleman if Jeremy Coleman worked at Wally World.
Okay, let's... Hold on, don't... Let me just get situated here. Don't do anything. Hold on. Let me get a good... I've been standing, so let me sit. Okay. Now, in his first performance ever as a talented mimic, Buzz Burbank as Jeremy Coleman working at Wally World.
Parts closed, sir. Moose up front should have told you.
And then I told Sherry about it, and Sherry does an impression of Jeremy Coleman,
well,
too.
Well, I'm standing up. Let me sit back down again.
That's a tough act.
And now here's Sherry Liquor.
I don't want to say too much. I have to have dinner with him tonight. Jeremy and I are having dinner. We're friends, you know.
Everybody. And you do an impression of Jeremy Coleman.
Everybody does an impression. Jeremy Coleman. Hello, I'm Jeremy Coleman.
It's the Jeremy Coleman. Everyone can talk like Jeremy Coleman.
He is the censor. He is the man who's sitting there with his finger on the button, his bony finger, on the button that controls what we say on the radio.
But he does not work in a greenhouse.
No. Although he did work in a park.
Apart, Wally World.
All right, all of these programs.
All right.
We will have the Highway Love Connection next hour. Okay, yep. Gotta do it because we have these Tony Bennett tickets to give away and the ski trips. That is next hour for the Highway Love Connection. Now, yesterday we wanted to call Lawrence Thompson of Rancho Bernardo, California. Guy celebrated his 109th birthday.
Wonderful.
By going to Disneyland. Now, do you think that they gave him like some half-price deal to get in? Do you think that they always do? They gave him some merchandise, but it was the seconds. It was the stuff where the Lion King only has one ear or only has one eye.
I don't know whether they did that, but they had to slow down the teacups. Otherwise, he'd get busy. Let me see.
He boarded an electric car on Main Street and rode to Mickey's Toontown.
Did you say Mickey's Toontown?
Toontown.
Hello.
Toontown. Yes, hello. Papa Jack, please.
Oh, he doesn't talk on the phone. He can't hear.
This is Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara. We're doing our radio show right now. Would it be possible that he could come to...
I'll tell you what. Let me get on the other phone in the living room. I have a board I ride on. I can feed him your questions.
Feed him our questions.
Feed him the questions.
109 years young.
All right.
Well, he sure is.
We wanted to say happy birthday to him. He's our senior citizen of the week.
Well, bless your heart.
Yes, and we're going to give him some Popeye's fried chicken. As we know that senior citizens love that Popeye's. Love that Popeye's.
Love that chicken at Popeye's. That's still their slogan?
I don't know. The one down the street closed.
Your Popeye's closed?
Yeah, the one right down here by McDonald's is closed.
Oh, man, that's a crime.
Hello?
Did you say there was Papa Jack?
Yes. Papa Jack.
You telling you were Papa Don?
Hello, Papa.
Papa. Well, let's see if we can get him on the phone.
Sound like Bob Dole.
Papa Dole.
This guy should be Bob Dole's running mate. He'll outlive Bob Dole. God, Bob Dole was senile last night. How could anybody in their right mind vote for that old, decrepit man to be president? They got to get somebody younger. It's a young man's job.
You mean what you've done?
Certainly has passed him by. God, that was an awful performance last night. Oh, really, I'm serious. Just awful.
I didn't watch the rebuttal.
Oh.
I just watched the State of the Union address.
You missed it.
It's like watching Mr. Burns from The Simpsons.
Excellent. I'd like to be president.
I've got it written down here that there's... And he's reading it now.
Two disc jockeys saying happy birthday.
Yeah.
He is our senior citizen of the week.
Okay, wait a minute.
Well, that's right. Got to write it
on the chalkboard.
This won't take too long.
And we'd like to give him...
Thank you very much.
Hey!
You got him on.
Happy birthday.
I can't hear.
Happy birthday.
There he is. We had him.
Happy birthday.
Is that all we're going to get out of him?
I believe so.
I think so.
Ma'am?
Is she there?
Hello?
She's writing.
Same way we have to communicate with Ken Stevens.
Okay. I just wrote down that you made him senior citizen of the week.
And that gave him a laugh, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's beautiful. Terrific. All right. Okay.
And one question that perhaps you can ask answer for me. When you guys were, when he went to Disneyland yesterday, did they make him pay? Did they give him everything for free?
Everything was free. They just threw him at the biggest old birthday party, and he got a plaque with a silver tray in it that has a picture of Walt Disney and Mickey Mouse.
No, you got to get that promo in there.
And he got a thing from Hawaii. You know, he was born in Hawaii.
He's born in Hawaii. Wow.
Yes, his father was the royal physician for the last royal family on the island. He saw Geronimo in an Arizona prison an hour after he was captured.
I wanted to keep that hush-hush.
Hey, I didn't know you were in that prison.
But
no problem with the fire water.
Yeah, he has seen a whole lot of history.
It was RWI. I was riding while intoxicated. I was on my horse, bareback. I was on my horse, Kenny.
Do you know what he used to do in L.A.?
What did he do in L.A.?
They had carts. And they would get these poles with metal things on the end and shove them down into the cable car line and go sailing along the line.
Oh, really?
Gotcha. Yeah, they'd race their cars from the cable car line.
Gotcha.
That's terrific.
Wow. Listen, happy birthday to Papa Jack.
You tell him God bless you from us, okay?
Okay, will do.
Okay. And listen, we want to send you some Popeye's fried chicken, so hold on, please.
Oh, all right.
Does he still have his teeth?
Oh, no, well, he's got, they belong to him.
All right. Gotcha. Thank you. Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on. Okay. I knew we'd get a one-liner out of her.
Got it. Now, one more thing before we go to break, then Buzz with News and the Highway Love Connection, our daily call to the Super Bowl hotline.
All right.
As we said yesterday, you never know
what
celebrity, what noted personality will be on the other end of our Super Bowl hotline. It was Paul Reiser yesterday.
Super Bowl hotline. What is this?
Don Geronimo, who's this?
It's Senator Bob Dole.
Oh.
How are you?
Hey, you old feed.
Don't call me that. I just want to say we're answering the phone Super Bowl number 30. Super Bowl, great piece of Americana. People sitting down in front of the giant screen TV, eating nachos, and getting together, having big bowls of chili, watching the game with their men battling on the gridiron with their tight pants. Yeah.
Can I tell you something before we talk about the Super Bowl? I watched you on TV last night.
Hey, how is it? Sign in. Identify yourself. I don't understand. Fair enough. Very American. If you can identify
yourself. Don Geronimo, Michael Merrill, we're doing our national radio show right now.
I've heard of your show. A couple of hippies. That's what you are. A couple of left-wing pinkos. I don't want any, no room for you in America. You're not American. It's not American to do a show like that. I'll tell you that right now.
You are seriously... like, too old to still be here.
I'll tell you that right now. You want to say that to me, I'll put you outside. I'll step outside with you. I'll take you on, absolutely. What's your name, Geronimo?
Yeah. That's your response?
That's my response to you. I just look at you right now and go, eh.
Listen.
You just remember Senator Von Dole's not going to lay down for anybody. He's going to remember him.
You
how dare you say I'm too old to be president? How do you know? Huh? You just raised your
I saw you on TV like that. You should be playing shuffleboard down in Florida.
How are you doing? Sitting on your butt at home or watching it on the TV? I had to be out there working. I had to be giving a daily Republican response. All you do is sit there and pass judgment from the couch and you're dead. You know, I tell you that. You're un American making a comment like that. I'm too old. Who do you think you are? You know, I'll tell you right now, I'm as fit as a fiddle and ready for love. I'm ready to go out there and take on the world. Absolutely. I'm Bob Dole. I'm going to run the red anyway.
When's the last time you were able to function?
Yeah, I'm functioning right
you
now.
You know what I mean.
Oh, I know what you mean.
Can I tell you something before we talk about the Super Bowl? I watched you on TV last night.
Hey, how is it? Sign in. Identify yourself. I don't understand. We're not very American. If you can identify yourself.
Josh, you're on about Michael O'Mara. We're doing our national radio show right now.
I've heard of your show. A couple of hippies. That's what you are. A couple of left-wing pinkos. I don't want any room for you in America. You're not American. It's not American to do a show like that. I'll tell you that right now.
You are seriously, like, too old to still be here.
I'll tell you that right now. You want to say that to me, I'll put you outside. I'll step outside with you. I'll take you on. Absolutely. What's your name? Geronimo?
Yeah. That's your response?
That's my response to you. I just look at you, you know, just look at you right in the eye and go, eh.
Listen.
You just remember Senator Von Dole's not going to lay down for anybody. He's going to run a president and give me
How dare you
say I'm too old to be president? How do you know?
I saw you on TV like that. You should be playing shuffleboard down in Florida.
How do you know? Sitting on your butt at home or watching it on the TV. I had to be out there working. I had to be giving a daily Republican response. All you do is sit there and pass judgment from the couch and you're dead. You know, I tell you that. You're un American making a comment like that. I'm too old. Who do you think you are? I'll tell you right now, I'm as fit as a fiddle and ready for love. I'm ready to go out there and take on the world. Absolutely. I'm Bob Dole. I'm going to run the red anyway.
When's the last time you were able to function?
Yeah, I'm functioning right
you
now.
You know what I mean.
Oh, I know what you mean.
You know what I mean.
That's you and your gutter talk. You and your sex talk. Yeah, the kind of stuff I'm an outlaw, by golly. If I get to be president, I'm going to come down here with my stormtroopers, kick your door, and I'm going to get you out in the street. I'll throw you out in the street, and we'll kick you in the head until you die. That's what we're going to do. By golly. That's you and your pinko left-wing ideas out there saying I'm too old. You're terrified of Bob Dole getting in there because he's fit as a fiddle and ready for love.
Clinton is going to kill you because people want a man who they think can live through the 4 years.
You bet I'm going to live. I'm spry. I'm fit. I'm on a treadmill every single day. You better rest out. You let your tongue there. You know, I just say, you know, we're in the same town, you know, Washington, D.C. Senator Bob Dole down your automobile. I'll come down there and ask you. I'll tell you to step outside. I'll tell you to step outside. I'll ask you to step outside. I'll show you how fit I am. I'll show you that I can run a race just like any other guy. I can run for president. My name is Bob Dole. You know, you better watch out for me. I'll tell you that. That's why I'm after Super Bowl 30 hotline here to show what a great American I am. What a great contest it is. Super Bowl. Two fantastic. AFC, NFC. The battle on the gridiron. The tight pass. Troy Aikman. Yeah, Neil O'Donnell. All the quarterbacks. Yeah, it's going to be great. It's going to be a good game. Bob Dole's going to be out there here. I just lost my train of thought momentarily. You didn't like that?
There was a surprise.
Yeah.
I thought you were feeble. I thought that you were antiquated last night.
I'll show you feeble, by golly. I'll come down there and show you feeble. I'll take my belt off. I'll rip it around your neck and I'll pull your head off. That's how feeble I am. I'll tell you that right now. Absolutely.
I'd vote for Reagan again, and he thinks that a tree is a book.
You think it's freezing, Buck? You think I'm that kind of feeble? I'll show you how feeble I am. I'll pull your ears off and I'll show them up your nasal passages. That's right. My name is Bob Dole. You'll remember Bob Dole. I'm stepping on your neck. And that's right. That's I'll pull your head off. I'll pick your head off and I'll feed it to you. I'll feed it to you on a dinner plate. My golly, I'll feed it to you on a dinner plate. I'll cut your feet off. I'll cut your feet off for me to cut your own toenails with your bloody stump.
You are.
That's exactly what I'll do because I'm Bob Dole and you'll remember who I am when you're cutting those bloody toenails after your feet are chopped off. My golly, I'll show you exactly what I'm all about.
Jesus, old man.
I'll bust you open like a haddock. I'll fillet you. I'll put your guts on your chest and make you stare at them, by golly. You remember Bob Dole did that to you.
I tell you what. You will get my vote come November.
Yeah.
If you are still alive.
Hey, I got a question for you.
I will make you that promise. I'll vote for you if you're still alive.
Yeah, all right. That's a wise crack comment because you're a wiseacre. That's what you are. You're a wiseacre. Tomfoolery and hijinks. That's what you're up to. You got any moles on your body? I'll pick them off with my fingernails, and I'll leave them in front of your eyes. That's what I'll do to you. I'll pull your nose hairs out, and I'll floss your eyes with them. That's what I'll do, because I'm Bob Dole, and you'll remember exactly what I do to you when I chop your arms off and I beat you over the head with them. That's exactly what I'm going to do. I'll fillet you. I'll draw and quarter you, drag you through the street with hooks behind your head. That's exactly what I'm up to. I'm going to do that right now. I'll get my four-wheel drive. I'll drive over your eyes. I'll drive over your eyes, and I'll spot you like a bug. You'll be a June bug up against the windshield of my automobile.
I know how to take care of you. I'm just going to wait outside your house with you. When you come out, I'm just going to go, boo.
Oh, you think that's going to kill me over?
Yeah.
No, it's really, because I'll have a machete in my hand. I'll chop your ears off, and I'll feed them to you, just like popcorn.
All right,
and I'll laugh, and I'll say, you want some nacho cheese on your ears when I feed them to you, Mom?
Bye.
Bob, is that your name?
Don.
I'm Bob.
You're old.
All right, go see the Super Bowl 30. Thanks a lot. This is Bob Dole. You mind your P's and Q's, young man. I'll be over there with a big double-barrel shotgun and I'll stick it where the sun don't shine. Goodbye, nigger.
Goodness.
Oh, man.
Sounded pretty energetic to me.
Yeah.
He sounded like he was very, very energetic.
Oh. Steve, he becomes President. Elizabeth Dole's going to have to write everything down on a blackboard for him.
He did not like you, I'll tell you that right now.
I'll kick his ass. I could beat him in a fight. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Two grown men who can't get enough of each other.
I agree. It's on WJFK. President Clinton has got the State of the Union address. Well, on the next get-together tonight, I'll have the State of the Angus address. And how'd you like to be tan hot for 4 hours? Be listening. I got the goods for you tonight at 7 on WJFK. The Greaseman Show. Now bigger and better than ever before.
This is the sound of the Super Bowl. This is the sound of your ultimate Super Bowl house party when you...
Avenue, that's west of Beach Drive. A car hit a light post and then it fell on the car, so police are on the scene dealing with that right now. Disabled vehicle westbound on the freeway after the 3rd Street Tunnel. Play Powerball today at a D.C. lottery agent near you. Wednesday's grand prize drawing is worth an estimated annuity value of $82 million. I'm Sherry Licker, Metro Traffic Control for WJFK.
Angelo.
They perform for hours before reaching an exciting climax. Can you? Here's more with Don and Mike.
Mm-hmm. Hey, hi, we're back. Let's get to that news cubicle now. The radio's Buzz Burbank goes to get another big hour on the program today, and we'll kick it off with a Highway Love Connection. Tell you about that after this news break. Hello, Buzz.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike. The President and the Republicans in Congress may be inching toward a kind of compromise on the budget. Mr. Clinton says he and House Speaker Newt Gingrich had a good telephone conversation today about a scaled-down budget deal that could include a modest tax cut. Newt Gingrich.
We think that there may be an opportunity for us to develop a down payment towards balancing the budget. And by developing that down payment, reaching out and finding the common ground the president referred to.
There's a price to pay for this budget fight. Moody's Investors Service today threatened to lower the credit rating on U.S. government bonds. Moody's says it's making the threat out of concern over the possibility that the federal government will begin to default on its loans soon. Interest payments are due February 29th and April 6th on nearly $390 billion in Treasury bonds. Those 7 fired White House travel office employees are having their day before a congressional committee. The former head of that office, Billy Dale, testified today that he and his colleagues were victims of a political power scandal. Dale says he doesn't know who ordered the firings, but he says he got a clue from former presidential aide Janet Green. Dale says Green told him, quote, "There is one person and only one person responsible, and he occupies the Oval Office." The White House says the travel staff was fired for financial mismanagement, but Republicans say it was to make way for friends of the Clintons. Today, an auditor said he did turn up evidence of serious mismanagement that might have justified at least the firing of Billy Dale. Dale was acquitted of embezzlement last year. An Army medic who refused to wear a United Nations beret in a peacekeeping mission has been given a bad conduct discharge. Michael New was convicted of disobeying a lawful order in a court-martial today in Germany. His father says he'll appeal. The medic says he swore to uphold the U.S. Constitution, not the U.N. Charter. Black Entertainment Television's promising a no-holds-barred session when O.J. Simpson's interviewed tonight at 10 Eastern Time. The cable network says no topic will be off-limit. It'll be Simpson's first live interview since his murder acquittal. The sister of the late Ron Goldman, meanwhile, is angry about being locked out of the deposition Simpson's giving. This is the third day O.J. has been answering questions about the double murder, and his lawyers have exercised their right to remove from the room anyone who's not directly involved in the wrongful death lawsuit against Simpson. Ron Goldman's father is directly involved, and he's still inside, but Ron's sister, Kim, is outside after having what's described as a staring match with O.J. yesterday. It's been another record-breaking day on Wall Street. The Dow gained more than 50 points. Gainers led losers by a 5-3 margin. This was before the Moody's Investors Service threat of a lower rating for government bonds. NASDAQ gained 14.5 points. The S&P was up 7 points. Investors are said to be hopeful that the Fed might lower interest rates when it meets next week. assault with a deadly beverage, and dog shoots man. Stories from the Buzz File. After the sports. Next.
I haven't really made up my mind about this, but I think I have decisophobia. You know, fear of making decisions. Just trying to decide which sock to put on first makes me break out in a sweat. Anyway, last month my old furnace gave out. A big money decision. I not only had to decide how to pay for it, I faced an even bigger decision. Just replace the furnace or go ahead and also replace my old air conditioning unit with a new high-efficiency electric heat pump. Then I found out, if I got a new heat pump, Virginia Power would give me special financing not only on the heat pump, but on my new gas furnace, too. Just like that, I decided it was too good a deal to pass up. So, now I have a new heat pump to keep me cool in the summer and toasty warm in the winter, and a new gas furnace just for the very coldest days. It was such a great decision to cure my decisophobia. I think.
Virginia Power is offering low-cost financing with same-day approval when you have today's new high-efficiency heat pump installed by a member of Virginia Power's Comfort Assured Preferred Dealer Network. To learn more, call Virginia Power at 1-800-772-4338 and come home to comfort.
This Buzzcast brought to you by Virginia Power. You're listening to the Don and Mike Show. In sports, defending champ Andre Agassi moved into the semifinal of the Australian Open by rallying to beat Jim Courier. Agassi, who will next meet Michael Chang, lost the first two sets of the five-set match. 10 games tonight featuring top 25 college basketball teams. Number 6 Georgetown takes on number 17 Syracuse in the Big East. In the Big Ten, it's number 14 Penn State against 19th-ranked Purdue. And the highest-ranked team in action, number 2 Kentucky, takes on Georgia. Georgia Athletic Director Vince Dooley's in stable condition after having angioplasty at Emory University Hospital in Atlanta. The surgery opened a partially blocked artery, the same artery that was cleared with a similar procedure last fall. The 63-year-old former football coach is expected to be out of the hospital in a day or two. Finally, a guy in Jackson, Michigan is looking at jail time for assaulting his girlfriend with Pepsi. Not the container, but the fluid itself. It was Freddie Hunt who called the police when he and his ex-girlfriend were dividing their belongings.
Hey, Mike's brother.
But it was Freddie who got arrested. During the argument, Freddie was enjoying a lovely bottle of Pepsi when he says she grabbed it away from him. He grabbed it back, and in the process, splashed some of the caramel-colored liquid onto her white T-shirt. The ex-girlfriend said he did it on purpose, and police say Freddie was drunk and kind of belligerent. He's now facing a possible 90 days in jail, provided the judge doesn't throw the case and everyone associated with it out of court. Life is simpler in Inez, Kentucky. All you need to know is that 45-year-old Philip Smith, his 12-gauge shotgun, and his dog Rusty had all gone hunting together. Phil wound up with shotgun wounds in both legs. While he was trying to get the dead bird out of Rusty's mouth, Rusty stepped on the trigger of the gun and bam!
Yeah, good doggy.
The sheriff, who says no charges will be filed against the dog, says, and we quote, "It's not funny that the guy got shot, but it's kind of funny how he got shot." I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz. Our phones are open and we're ready.
Love. That romantic music.
Time for the Highway Love Connection. Now, here's the deal. If you're calling from anywhere in America except Washington, Baltimore, Virginia, Pennsylvania, you can play the Highway Love Connection, and we'll give you $100 to go out on a dream date with the person that you get to pull over. If you're calling from Washington, Baltimore, Virginia, Philadelphia, the area around where our studios are,
yes,
we'll give you a choice of skiing at the Hidden Valley Ski Resort or going to see Tony Bennett in concert next Tuesday night here in Washington, D.C. at the 9:30 Club.
Both very romantic evenings.
You know how this drill works. If you got a cellular phone and you're looking for love, call 1-800-636-1067. You pull your car off to the side of the road to a safe area, turn your flashers on, you describe yourself, you describe your car, you get somebody to pull over, and bam, we got us a Highway Love Connection. Bam, maybe you'll go to La Quinta Inn. Bam, I got a lovely one. We'll do the Highway Love Connection next, so call us now.
This should be played at high volume. It's what happens when cousins marry. The Don and Mike Show.
Hi, we're back, and thank you for listening in Sacramento, California, on KHTK, Rochester, New York, Hot Talk, WHTK, and thanks for listening in St. Louis on 550 KSD. Tomorrow at this time, we'll all be on our airplanes on our way to Phoenix, Tempe.
Yeah, for the big Friday show.
Tempe. As I've been told to pronounce it, Friday we broadcast live from the Super Bowl. Diana Silman is not here today. I thought we would hear from Diana. I told her to give us a call from the airplane. She's flying out there today with Daryl, our engineer,
yeah,
to get everything square. And I don't know if you had a chance to check her out. She's a nervous flyer. She's more of a nervous flyer than you are.
She's a little little more nervous. She shows it a little bit more.
Today she...
Well, that one time we had a problem, I know.
When you were in the fetal position.
I know. Oh, yeah, that too.
Oh, that too.
I think last flight in, you know, when I
oh, thought, so one where you thought it was the end.
Yeah, when I told you, I was scared.
the plane was going down. We're in a thunderstorm, and he says, this could be it.
No, I mean, the truth is they diverted the plane to another airport, and I was so afraid.
Well, anyway, Diana, I see her today, and she walks in the office, and she has... a big stuffed... What was that animal she had, Rob?
It's a dog. A dog named Buster.
Her big stuffed dog in one hand. She says, I'm ready for the flight. And in the other hand, she had her little bottle of whatever it is that the doc had given her.
Some kind of calmative. In fact, she had him step up the dosage this time.
Good. She should still, even with the stepped up dosage, she should still take two or three.
Maybe why we're not hearing from her now.
Might be a good idea, actually, for her to keep drinking that stuff like through the show tomorrow, on Friday, rather. That'd be a good idea.
She is en route to the Super Bowl. I thought we would hear from her. Friday, we broadcast live from Tempe, and tomorrow will be slightly truncated.
Yes.
So we can get our plane and get out there to give you what is my favorite show that we do every year, the show from the Super Bowl.
It's going to be very exciting.
Cannot wait. The Highway Love Connection now, and as I mentioned, we've had some confusion on this. We had some people from California call and say, listen, how come we can't play the Highway Love Connection? Maybe I didn't explain this clearly enough. The Tony Bennett tickets and the ski vacation that we have, these are for people who live within like a 100-mile radius of where our studios are.
Yeah, just logistically so you can enjoy the prize. I mean, this is not a prize for somebody out there in California. They get the $100.
Yeah, we'll give you $100 if you're playing the game in California or in Reno or in Sioux City, anywhere, Cleveland, anywhere that's not here in the Washington-Baltimore area.
That's right.
Having said that, let's get to the phones. Let's make some love connections. Let's make happy.
Let's make happy. Be happy. Make somebody else.
Let's go to Scott. Hello, Scott.
How you doing, Don?
Doing great, Scott. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from the Greenbelt NASA exit off of 295.
Okay, got you. You're in Maryland right now.
Correct, sir.
Need to know. Correct you are, sir. Need to know about you, Scott. How old are you?
I'm 27 years old.
Mm-hmm. The celebrity you think you most resemble?
I guess Von Damme. I mean, that's pushing it, but...
Jean-Claude Van Damme. Oh, who's your second choice?
Well, you're really sacrificing yourself saying you look like Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Who's the second choice?
Second choice, I know these guys don't look alike, but Bruce Willis. That's what I've been told, so I'm just going with that.
Are you a little lean on top, Scott? A little lean in the hair department?
No, I'm not lean at all. I got chicken legs, but up top I work pretty well.
No, I'm talking about your hair.
Oh, yeah, it's close. Not high and tight, not military-like, but I keep it off the ears.
I think this guy probably looks like Pee-wee Herman. You get out there expecting Jean-Claude Van Damme. What happened, Scott? What happened to the last relationship you were involved in?
I was with a Canadian woman. She was...
Say no more.
Gotcha.
Say no more.
Hey, don't knock those Canadians. They're all right.
Those nutty Canadians.
Yep, Quebecer at that.
Scott, what are you... Oh, a Quebecer.
Quebec.
And what are you looking for in a woman who might come by and meet you today, Scott?
I want her to be all-American, have a lot of patience, and I'm a little romantic, even though maybe, if my parents, you wouldn't think that, but they got to be able to deal with that a little bit, too.
You got to wonder what this guy looks like. Just that, again, by my appearance, you might not think I'm romantic.
Well, I'll tell you, he might not be good to look at, but I'll tell you this right now. He sounds like a sensitive guy.
He's looking for an all-American woman. Scott, what kind of car are you driving?
I'm driving a Honda Civic, and it's a teal color. I just bought it, as a matter of fact.
Mm-hmm. And the single successful guy. And the location, the exact location of your car?
Exact location, I am on, pulled off the shoulder 295, just inside the Beltway. Where you can exit for the Beltway, I am just inside... the Beltway on 295 heading south towards Washington, D.C.
All right, Scott, and you are in a teal 1995 Honda Civic. I'm going to give you 60 seconds now. Sell yourself. Sell your location. Good luck. Here's our first contestant of the Highway Love Connection. Go, Scott.
Okay, let me see. I used to be in the military, so I'm organized. I'm caring. I'm a really sensitive person. I love kids. As a matter of fact, after I quit working for the firm that I work for, hopefully after I make partner, I'd love to coach and deal with high school kids. I want to get back to the coaches and everybody that helped me out
He's a sensitive guy.
I have an education,
he wants
which
to
I
get
think
some
is kind
back.
Of important. I'm Republican, but not like one of those. I'm more moderate now that I'm getting older. And
this guy's all over the road.
Down to
we rarely get political affiliations.
I can enjoy like typical day-to-day things. They don't have to be like wine and dine every 5 seconds, but that will occur too at the same time.
What?
Doesn't want a woman who wants to be wined and dined every 5 seconds.
But he's romantic.
Yeah, that's right.
I hope I find someone who's, you know, sensitive, caring, and who's not out to, you know, just for the cheap thrill, like, you know, one or two dates and that's it. I'm getting sick of that routine.
Sure you are. Constantly being used by women. Hold on, please, Scott.
Gotcha.
That's Scott. He's 27.
Gotcha. Hello. Go on, ladies. We'll check back. Hello, here's Jason. Hello, Jason.
Hello, how are you?
Doing great. Thank you so much for listening. Jason, you're calling from Virginia?
Yes, Virginia, sir.
Virginia, okay. Where in Virginia?
I'm at Jerry's Dodge in Springfield.
Okay, need to know the celebrity that you think you most resemble.
I've been told Eric Estrada from Chips, but I was a kid. But now...
You're under arrest.
But most people tell me now they know someone who looks like me. I'm Italian, 6 feet tall, black hair.
So you used to, when you were a kid, you looked like Eric Estrada. What do you look like now? Al Pacino?
Sylvester Stallone, maybe.
Yeah. We've got all those major blockbuster movie stars out there.
Right here in our backyard.
Yes.
What happened to the last relationship you were involved in, Jason?
She started school and she wanted to see other people and wanted to experience the college life.
So she dumped you?
Yeah, basically.
Do you work at Jerry's Dodge in Springfield?
I'm a vendor here. I fix car interiors. I own my own business.
Okay. And what are you looking for in a woman, Jason?
Someone caring, someone fun, someone just like someone who skis.
Someone stacked.
Yeah. Someone who's looking for a good time, you know, just...
really big yabos, as they said last night on that Third Rock from the Sun.
Yeah, yabos, they saw that kid.
You know, that little kid with the long hair, he's the funniest one on that
show. I agree with you.
He's the best, even better than John Lithgow.
And the lady's funny, too. The lady with her firm stomach was cracking me up last night.
Yeah, because that's a guy.
Yeah.
Look at this. You see the stomach?
Look at this body. Oh, no, a wrinkle.
Okay, we're going to give you 60 seconds. Oh, God, I need to know again, Jason, exactly where you're located.
In front of used cars at Jerry's Dodge in Springfield.
You are in?
I'm in a 95 teal Chevy S10.
Teal is the color of the day. Okay, I'll give you 60 seconds. Sell yourself, give your location, find love, go, reproduce. Here's Jason. Good luck. Go.
Yeah, I'm a 23-year-old self-employed guy. I'm just looking for a girl who wants to have a good time, likes to ski, likes the beach, like to go out to dinner, see movies, or stay at home, have a good time. I'm in front of Jerry's Dodge, used cars in Springfield, right here in 95.
Yeah. All right.
Looking for a girl about 20 to 25.
I'm sold.
Maybe 18.
25, maybe 18.
Green,
maybe
18. Chevy,
25, maybe 18.
Or cap, or teal, I guess. Like Sylvester Stallone?
Sure you do. Yeah. I do, too. So does Mike. So does Buzz. So does Sherry. We all look like Sylvester Stallone.
I don't look like Sylvester. I look like Jean-Claude Van Damme.
I sort of like to ski a lot. Come on, guys.
That's your time, Jason. That's why. If you can't
your time.
60 seconds, you know. It's,
how is a woman supposed
dork.
To...
I'm not a dork. Leave me alone.
Who said you're a dork?
The used car manager here. I'm not a dork. Mike, have a good time, you know?
Hold on.
You think he would have gone a little further away from work.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Hold on. Now, wait a minute. I think I lost
that bastion
guys.
Of feminism known as the auto dealership.
The ladies, I'm sorry, Jean-Claude Van Damme with chicken legs has disconnected.
Oh, no.
Sorry.
Blood pressure.
I know there was a huge traffic jam getting over to him. Let's check back with Jason.
All right.
So this is the guy we just talked to.
Yeah, we just talked to Jason.
All right, let me get a new guy on then.
Hold on a second here.
All right.
Here's Paul. Hello, Paul.
How you doing?
Doing great. You're calling from Virginia?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Man, sounds like it could be Tom Gavin.
Yeah. Paul, how old are you?
I'm 30.
Celebrity you think you most resemble?
A thinner John Goodman.
Yeah, aren't we all?
A thinner John Goodman.
And what are you looking for in a woman, Paul?
Basically, I'm looking for a woman who likes to eat.
All right.
Yeah.
Now we're getting somewhere.
We have an honest man on the line here.
What happened in the last relationship you were involved in, Paul?
Basically, she left me for another woman.
Oh, that's the lowest blow of all. Imagine that. You're with a woman, and you're so bad that she has to go lesbo.
Oh, that's tough.
Although I'm sure that it's not, I didn't say that the right way. I'm sure that you're not the one that led her to a life of lesbianism.
Yes, it was probably something that she had within her for quite some time.
Sure, but what an incredible burden that would be. Imagine that. You're with a woman, and then she decides she no longer wants men.
Yeah, that's tough. That's tough, Paul. How did you survive that?
I ate a lot.
He ate a lot. All right, Paul. Kind of like your attitude. What kind of car do you drive?
95 Mercedes 500 SL.
Oh, now. See, now you've said the magic word. The M word. What?
Just kept the detector going off a little bit. Detector started to hum with the Mercedes, and then I heard a little chuckle after that. What were you laughing at there, Paul?
Just laughing at Don saying the M word.
The M word.
The M word. Okay. Like, that really matters, you know?
I am a funny guy. Yeah. I mean, don't doubt the fact that he's laughing at what I'm saying. Okay. But I believe him totally. He's just laughing at my joke.
That's all. He's a good guy.
Of course. Now, I'm going to go out there tonight.
You're totally sincere. You're going to go out there.
He's my guy. How is it that you're driving a Mercedes? What do you do for a living?
I own a recording studio.
You own a recording studio? Wow.
Yeah. What's the name of your studio? Can we ask?
The name of it is P-Squared Productions.
P-Squared Productions.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and where are you located, Paul?
In Annandale.
I need the absolute exact address, please.
I'm sitting in front of Jerry's Subs and Pizza on 236 next to Fannie Mae Candies. Hopefully, if the right woman comes by, we can get next door to Fannie Mae and get some candy.
All right, I'll give you 60 seconds now. Sell yourself, sell your location. Don't forget that M-word. Ladies love a nice car. And go! I just hung up.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you all very much.
Wow, Kreskin.
And when that detector goes off,
the thing is, I don't doubt the crap detector.
Yes.
Did we check his number? We always do this with people. Did we check his cell phone number? Big turd. I'm trying to call his cell phone number back now. Hey, Charlie, did you check this out? You called him on it?
The cellular customer you have called.
Hey, Chuck. Chuckles.
He said he checked it. He said he checked it.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, then it's only fair to give out his car phone number.
Sure.
That's the way we play the game. 244-3126.
Enjoy, Paul.
Kudos to your crap detector.
If your name is Paul, I don't believe anything. You're not in a Mercedes.
244-3126. I do believe you're big leg John Goodman, though. All right. Call him if you wish.
All right.
Now, before we get another one on, wait, I wish you would have toned up that crap detector because we could have saved ourselves 2 or 3 minutes.
Well, I had the tone. The crap detector was out there, but you fell in love with him because he was laughing. You thought he was laughing at your joke. You all of a sudden you embraced Paul. You brought Paul to your bosom.
Hello, is this the Eric Estrada guy?
Yeah.
Jason, have you had any luck?
No, just a guy came by his feet. That's it.
No, okay. Dear.
That's Jason. He's at Jerry's Used Car, Springfield, Virginia. Hold on, my friend. Hold on a second. Let's get another contestant online. Line number 6. Hello, is this Keith?
Yes, it is. How you doing,
Donald? Hold on. It's two guys in one. It's Keith and Gary.
Yes, sir.
Hi, guys. Where are you calling from?
Okay, guys, we're in Manassas, just off of Interstate 66 at 234 and Balls Ford Road.
Mm-hmm. And the celebrities that you, Keith, and your friend Gary most resemble?
Myself, I've been told a blonde head, or Sandy Brown blonde haired Dan Marino. And Gary is a healthy Vince Gill.
Super.
All right.
Jesus, you sound dreamy.
He's not overweight, but he's just a big guy. He's a stocky guy.
You sound dreamy.
It's the Keith and Gary show.
There you have it.
How old are you, fellas?
I am 26, and Gary is 29.
Mm-hmm. What do you guys do for a living?
Gary is he works on the ramp with American Airlines. And I'm a flight attendant with American Airlines. One of the 4 straight in Washington.
You're a stew.
Yes, sir.
You're a stew.
All right.
What a job that is. What a job it is being a male stew.
It's not bad.
No, I'm not putting it down. I think it's a great job. Are you kidding me? All I can do is wheel that little cart up and down and give people their Diet Cokes or their peanuts.
Yeah, the best flight attendant I ever had on an airline, I think, was a male flight attendant. Hello.
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 Sorry, guys. I hit the
hit the phone button. My
what was going on there, Keith?
My friend Gary was listening to the radio, and I'm telling you, turn it down.
Gotcha. Gotcha. What are you guys looking for in a woman? Does it have to be one woman? Can the two of you split a woman?
Well, the two of us can split a woman. That is fine. If she's up for that, then
you don't want to know. Oh, my goodness.
No, if whatever. What we're looking for is just a good time. We like to go out. We like to have fun. We love country western music. Just a good time.
And what kind of car are you guys driving?
We are in a 94, what is it, Honda Accord two-door. It's white.
And where are you located?
We are in the parking lot of the Sunoco, which is right next to Pargo's in Manassas.
All right, I'll give you 60 seconds. Give your location, sell yourselves. Ladies, it's two guys, two treats.
Oh, two treats in one. You have a little treat there.
Two treats in one. Here's Keith and Gary. Go.
Okay, we're just off of Interstate 66. We're in Manassas. Route 234, which is Sudley Road, at the corner of Ball Ford Road, which is right next to the Pargos in Manassas. We're in the parking lot of the Sunoco. Two guys, we're pretty much best friends. We like to go out and have a good time. We're not looking for any serious relationship. Basically, we just want to meet girls. We want to go out and have fun.
Party girls.
Looking for no relationship. However, if somebody comes out of it, then we're not against
looking
that.
For a couple of women we could use like toilets.
But basically, just here to have a good time.
Yeah. I like that no commitment thing.
Still there,
Keith. I'll tell you that you have 60 seconds. You have to keep going.
Yeah,
okay,
no commitment thing's going to do real well for you.
Okay, well, we're being honest. I tell you what, some of our favorite places to eat: Taco Bell, Pizza Hut, Lunch Buffet. We do enjoy going out occasionally for a nice Mexican dinner, but we're let's see, what the heck else about it? We do have airline benefits, and...
There you go. Hold on, guys. Thanks. Hold on. We'll come back to you. Hold on a second.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Gary, all right? For all those women that are looking for absolutely nothing solid, get out there and see him.
Just want to meet a guy and spread your legs for him.
Come on out.
It's the Keith and Gary Show.
God. Wow. Okay, here's Jason again, our Eric Estrada lookalike. Jason, have you had any luck?
Well, one lady came by and said she was married. She wanted to send her sister by. She wanted to see what I looked like first.
Did she say after she saw what you looked like, did she say she'd send her sister by? Jason?
We lost him.
Oh, dear, we've lost Scott, Jason, and Paul.
They're dropping like flies.
But we have Keith and Gary on the line.
Yeah, we sure do. Now, we lost Scott, the Jean-Claude Van Damme guy.
That's right.
Who's on line two? It's another new guy. Hello?
Hey, Don and Mike, how y'all doing?
Great. Who's this?
My name's Jeff, and I'm in Montgomery County, Gettysburg.
Okay, Jeff, need to know a little about you. How old are you, please?
I just turned 34 a couple days ago.
And the celebrity you think you most resemble?
I think I'm very close to Anthony Edwards from the...
ER.
Yeah, that's it.
All right,
you're being honest.
Mm-hmm.
Except I would say I got a better body, a little better physique. I mean, same hairline and glasses, but better body.
Okay. Yeah, so the body of George Clooney on the head of that guy, the skinny guy with glasses?
Yeah, that's probably it. I mean, I guess I'm work out a lot, so...
You're not like Beetlejuice, are you? With a real big head and that real little... Remember the end of Beetlejuice?
You have the head of Anthony Edwards on like the body of Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Hold on. Not for right now. Hold on, please. We have Eric Estrada.
Incredible.
Jason.
He's green.
Hey, Jason. Rob, I just lost him again.
Jason, who's at Jerry's Dodge in Springfield, Virginia.
Just lost him again. Okay, I'm sorry. We're back to you. Hold on, he's there. Wait, everybody, hold on a second. Now we got him. Jason.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, the one lady said she wants to send her sister back if I'm still here.
Okay, so she checked you out, and she approved of you, and she's going to send her sister to you.
That's what she wants to do, she said.
Remember, the goal of this is just to get one person.
Yeah, just one person.
With a love connection.
That's right. I'm a lot of fun. In the summer, I jet ski every day. Have a good time. Love the outdoors.
All right.
Yeah. Where's the new guy? Hi, new guy.
Okay.
Hello. Hi,
Jeff.
No, this is the Gary and Keith show.
Hold on, it's Gary and Keith.
Gary and Keith in Manassas, Virginia.
Jeff. Jeff.
Yeah. Hey guys, how you doing?
Gotcha. Okay, Jeff. Now we were finding out about you.
Yes, you were.
You look like.
I look like Anthony Edwards from
Gotcha.
ER.
With a big bulky body.
Gotcha.
That's right.
What do you do for a living there, Jeff?
I'm in sales, and I sell to the restaurant industry.
Mm-hmm. How old are you?
I'm 34. Just turned 34 a couple days ago.
You told us that happy birthday. What happened in the last relationship you were involved in?
To get married, and she did.
Ah, that's usually a real good one, Jeff.
What are you looking for in a woman, Jeff?
Well, I guess I'm looking for somebody that's fun and serious and that takes work seriously, that is fit and I am Jewish, and so that is important. So, somewhat. I mean,
does she have to be Jewish?
Nah, not really. But I guess I'm looking for somebody that's probably more spiritual. I mean, it doesn't necessarily have to be Jewish or whatever, but you know, spiritual, has a, you know, that sort of thing.
If okay. An Arab woman came by, would that appeal to you, Jeff?
Well, if she ate pork, yes, but if not, no.
All right.
Not so, but let's see, what else? Educated, likes to have fun, down to earth, not too jappy, likes, enjoys life, got a good death to her.
You want a Jewish woman, but not too Jewish, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
How would you say?
Not jappy, huh?
I got you. I read you. And where are you located, Jeff?
I'm northbound on 270, and I'm right before the Montgomery Village Avenue exit. I'm in the, what they call the CD lanes on the far right.
Sure, right. You're in the collect and distribute lanes, and the car you're driving?
It's a silver Mitsubishi Montero, which looks like a Isuzu Trooper. Something like that.
All right, a four-wheel drive. Okay.
Great. Here.
Good luck. Give you your 60 seconds now. Spin a tail, find a woman, and good luck.
Great. Thanks, Donna Mike. As I said, my name is Jeff. I look like Anthony Edwards from ER. I'm a 6'5", 200-pound, nice guy. There's still a few of us out there. I'm college educated, work real hard. I've got my own house up in Germantown. Looking for a woman that's, you know, fun, down to earth, likes to do a lot of different things. I am physically fit, so that's important. Religion, you know, up in the air. I don't want to stress the Jewish thing. Don't get carried away with that. Someone just beat. Let's see, what else? I'm looking for someone. The last relationship I had, I wanted to get married. The woman did, so obviously I'm looking, you know, for somebody that's kind of serious, you know, at this age and wants to settle down. Older women, that's fine. I mean, something in the late 30s, early 40s.
Would you go as high as 45?
Yeah, I guess if she looks in her 30s, sure, why not?
What would the cutoff be, 50?
64.
64 is the cutoff.
No, I'm teasing. I think, you know, young 40s would be the cutoff. But everybody, age is immaterial, so I guess we'd have to take a look and talk and take it from there. But you know what they say about older women there, right?
No, what do they say about older women, Jeff?
They know what they want, and they like to have a good time.
No, you made it up. Way to go. Okay, Jeff.
Hold on, Jeff. Hold on. Now, for my money, you know, if I'm a woman,
he sounds like the best bet. Well, I think Keith and Gary, you know, for shallow women out there that are not looking for any kind of...
I'm not like that, Mike. Okay. I don't spread my legs for any guy that comes along.
All right, so you would pick... You'd pick Jeff, and I'd pick Keith and Gary.
Yes, I would.
All right.
And Buzz, I think...
You'd be perfect with Jason.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Whatever. I'll take your word.
Yeah, well, what about me?
Well,
find your own date, Jerry.
I'm too taking care of me and my friends.
Yeah.
Now, let me go around the loop one time to see if anybody's had any luck, then we'll continue this after the commercials. First, here's Jason, who's in Springfield, Virginia, Jerry's Used Cars. Jason, have any luck?
No, some ugly girl drives by, that's it.
Yeah, very sensitive. Okay, you get a lot more tries that way, Jason.
Hold on, Jason. God. Here's the tag team. Here's Keith and Gary. Hi, guys.
Hi, guys. A few people are driving by, blowing their horns and waving, and that's about it.
All right, hold on. We'll come back.
Thanks, gentlemen.
And here's Jeff. Jeff, now you were the latest to go. Have you had any luck?
No, not yet. Just here, Montgomery Village Avenue, northbound on 270, and waiting for that Montgomery County woman.
All right, hold on, my friend. All of you guys, stay on hold during the commercials. I give it to you one more time, and here we go. Jason, looks like Eric Estrada, he says. He's in a green Chevy pickup truck. He's at Jerry's Used Cars, and that's in Springfield at Brandon and Commerce Street in Springfield, Virginia.
He said an ugly girl just drove by.
Keith and Gary are in a white Honda Accord. They say they look like Dan Marino and Vince Gill. They're at Route 234 and Balls Ford Road.
And they like Taco Bell.
They're in a Sunoco gas station. And then we have Jeff. He's 33. He's in Gaithersburg, Maryland, in a silver Mitsubishi four-wheel drive. He's on Montgomery Village Avenue. He looks like Anthony Edwards from ER. It would help if you're Jewish.
And he has a bulkier body than Anthony Edwards.
Those are the three we have in play right now. We've got a couple lines open at 1-800-636-1067. For goodness sakes, someone's got to be happy when we're done with this. It always works out.
And we'll be right back with more of the Highway Love Connection.
Radio Gods.
I give a cheers for the British show in Paris.
Don and Mike. Washington and Baltimore's Superstation. WJFK.
I truly believe that I, as an individual, work in a virtual office. I basically try to prepare myself to work just about anywhere.
Jeff Babka, Vice President.
Lottery agent near you. Wednesday's grand prize drawing is worth an estimated annuity value of $82 million. I'm Sherry Licker, Metro Traffic Control for WJFK.
Don and Mike, WJFK.
It's like an on-air mini massage. The Don and Mike Show.
We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 guys online right now. That means we have one new guy in Baltimore. And it says Scott from earlier. Who was Scott?
Scott was the guy from Greenbelt. He was at the NASA exit.
Right.
And he was in a teal Honda Civic.
Gotcha. Let's go up and down the phone bank right now. Here is Jason, the Eric Estrada lookalike. Jason.
How are you? I had a gorgeous girl come by, and she wanted to see what I look like, and then she asked me for my phone number, and she wants me to go with one of her roommates.
That means that she dumped you.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
Yeah, all these sisters and roommates, Jason, it's
got to be... Oh, I must be a dog, man. Well, I don't think so, but...
All right, hold on. Stay with it. I'll give him this. He's got staying power.
Yes, he's persistent.
Yes, he is. Now, then we have Scott. Here's Scott. Hi, Scott.
I'm right here, and I changed location. I had improved my eyes. I got moved by a police officer. The shoulder was too shallow. He started giving me all this, well, you know.
All right, where are you right now?
Right now, Scott? I moved, and I'm at exit 8, right all over the 14th Street Bridge in Washington, D.C. I pulled off. There's plenty of clearance. Shouldn't be bothered at all.
And
I'm bigger than ever.
What kind of car again, Scott?
Teal Honda Civic.
Right. Oh, and the celebrity you think you most resemble?
Von Dom.
Von Dom.
Von Dom.
Von
Dom.
Probably should be Schwarzenegger because I'm back.
All right. Hold on. All right. We got so many guys here. All right. Keith and Gary.
Keith and Gary out in Manassas, Virginia.
Yes, sir. How you doing, gentlemen?
Keith and Gary, you guys have any luck?
Yes, sir. We had a young lady stop by, showed me her wedding ring, and said, I want your business card for my sister. And now there's a young lady parked here next to us that said her sister wanted her to come check us out. And she's looking.
And?
She gave me the... She said the okay signal.
All right. Well, bring her by.
Bring her by?
Yeah, let's talk to her.
Yeah, they want to talk to you.
We'll see if this is on the level. So I'm hearing an awful lot of this sister and married stuff. Hello?
Okay, she's getting out of the car. She's parked there next to us.
All right, now, is she offering two women or just one woman?
She's just offering your sister.
But now, she can't offer her sister.
And most sisters can be offered up for sacrifice on this bit.
Okay, well, here she is.
Now, are you wanting to with these guys?
No way, I'm married. I was just checking out for my
No, no, no. We're going to have to boycott the married women coming out and checking things out. It's not fair.
I'm just checking things out.
See, you know what I think? My theory on this is that these ladies really aren't married, that these ladies are coming by, they're looking at the guys, and they don't want to say to these guys, we don't want to go out with you. They're
good.
They're
daring.
Yeah,
no, they're pretty good looking, actually. They are. If they look in the back of my car, there's an infant seat back there. So I promise I am married.
You don't have to.
That's true.
Now, do you have a wedding ring on?
Actually, no, I don't right now,
All right. I know that's what's happening.
Sure.
That happened to that poor Eric Estrada guy, too.
That's right, Jason.
All right, now, hold on. What about Jeff? Here's Jeff.
Hey, Donovan.
Hi, Jeff. Have you had any luck?
Well, I've had about 2 dozen people beat their horns, and I've had a fraternity brother stop by, but he was married, so... But so far, no women. No
so you've not had any women either?
No, not yet. We're patiently waiting right here by Montgomery Village Avenue in Gaithersburg. Mr. Nice Guy, that's my name.
Mr. Nice Guy's taking a different approach now.
How about that? Does that work?
Hold on a second. Let's get one more guy out of this. Let's go to Baltimore. Here's Tony.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, Tony.
You guys are my heroes.
Thank you, my friend. How old are you, Tony?
30.
What do you do for a living?
Run political campaigns, believe it or not.
Oh, really? Republican or Democrat?
Democrat.
Good, you can stay on the show. celebrity that you think you most resemble there, Tony?
I've been told Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy, all right.
Would that be the funny Eddie Murphy or Eddie Murphy?
I would probably be the Eddie Murphy from The Distinguished Gentleman that wasn't that funny.
Yeah, the Eddie Murphy who thought he was Clark Gable.
Right.
Okay, all right.
All right.
What are you looking for in a woman there, Tony?
Someone that can have fun and... I guess understand the political things that
you're not a press secretary for these political campaigns, are you, Tony?
No,
okay.
I'm the nuts and bolts guy.
All right. So.
Gotcha. And Tony, what's your location right now, sir?
I'm at the corner of 33 and Charles on 33rd.
Right, gotcha. And Charles. And what kind of car are you driving?
A white Probe.
A white Probe. You must be proud to drive. You know, I almost bought that car just for the name.
The probe.
I'm the kind of guy who should be driving a probe.
Yeah, just don't tailgate with it.
Are you ready, Tony?
Yeah, sure.
Driving the probe.
Yeah,
drive it. Drive that probe right into the ground.
You almost bought it because you like the name.
Drive it. The probe.
Drive it. And throw that probe into the ground. Here's your 30 seconds, Tony. Good luck. Go!
I'm just transplanted here from Pittsburgh. Go Steelers during the Super Bowl. And here running a political campaign. And just want to find someone who would like to go out and watch movies and spend what free time I have. Last relationship didn't work out so well.
Certainly is winning me over.
Interested in the political side of what's going
on. It might work out. It's a quiet desperation of this year.
I'm here, Charles 33rd. And
please.
Great 70.
I guess I'm here. That's about it.
And Tony, you still have 20 more seconds to fill.
Oh, okay. Let's see, what else? I love to read Tom Clancy books. I'm into, I play basketball and baseball in college, and was once a pretty decent jazz musician, trombone. So,
Renaissance man, very good.
All the bases covered. And
okay, Tony, that's your 60 seconds. Hold on a second.
Now we have one.
Tony is breathing a sigh of relief right now. Thank God it's over.
We got six, actually, to count the two guys, we got seven guys here.
Wow.
You would think that we'd find at least one date. We've got to. Let's go first to Jason. Jason, Springfield, Virginia. Eric Estrada look-alike in a green Chevy truck. Have you had luck, Jason?
No.
No? All right. Okay. I'll come back to you.
Thanks.
I'll come back to you. Now we have Scott. Scott, who's the Jean-Claude Van Damme guy in a new location. Scott.
I'm with you, but, I mean, the only thing I'm getting is police officers. There's a second warrant pulled up behind me. Hey, I mean, we can never get them when we need them.
Well, ask one of them out, Scott.
Hold on, Scott. Now here's Jeff.
Hey, what's going on?
I hear
you. Hey, she's getting ready to leave. She said she wanted to be on the radio. Her name's Ruth.
Does she want to go out on a date?
Yeah, she said she wants to go out. Did you give her your number? She's getting her car and leaving.
She has to go on the radio because we supply the date.
All right, hold on a second. All right?
Okay.
All right. Come on, Jeff. So desperate to get a winner.
She's in her car and she's like pulling away. She's a really nice girl. So she said she was Jewish. And, I got her number, so.
It's not official, Jeff, unless we talk to her.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
See, we supply the date.
Well, she's on, she's pulling out now.
Now what kind of woman listens to a guy on the radio knowing that it's a radio bit and then doesn't want to go on the radio? She's bad news. You're better off without her.
Yeah, lose that phone number.
There she goes.
There
she goes.
Bye, Ruth. That's the truth,
Ruth.
We'll
wait and see if anything else happens, but I got the number, so. But she was nice.
Hold on, Jeff.
All right, Jeff. Of course, you know, I don't. Jeff could be lying. I hate to say that, but he could be just making it up to go see Tony Bennett.
Here's Keith and Gary. Hi, guys.
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
Doing great. Now, have you guys had any luck?
Yes, sir. We are surrounded by, to be honest with you, three beautiful women right now.
Oh, we finally may have the love connection. Now will this work?
This is, now Gary and I are sitting here looking at each other because I swear to God, they're all three absolutely beautiful.
Well, why don't you guys, I like those odds, why don't you guys just take all three women out?
If you guys would, well,
yeah,
we will.
Well, yeah, we'll take care of it.
Are you serious?
Now, do you guys want to go skiing or do you want to go see Tony Bennett?
Do we want to go skiing or do we want to go see Tony Bennett? Skiing. Five people said they want to go skiing.
I tell you what, since we've had no other winners, how about I give you both prizes?
Yeah, there you go.
Sounds great.
Tony Bennett and skiing. You can go skiing with Tony Bennett.
We're going skiing with Tony Bennett.
No, don't tell them that, because they're going to think that Tony Bennett's going to be there.
They just drove off. No, I'm just kidding.
need to talk to these women. Will you put them on, please?
You betcha. Okay, we'll start with Doreen, right? Here's Doreen.
Doreen Gensler. Here she is.
Hello.
Hi, Doreen.
Hi.
So you like these guys, huh?
Sure.
You like to like to go out on a couple of dates with them?
I would love that.
That's terrific.
There's three of you gals, right?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Right. Are these your friends, Doreen?
Other two girls?
Yeah.
No. Uh-huh.
Oh, you guys all came separately.
Yeah, well, I'm by myself, and then the other two girls are together.
Okay. You ever been with a situation, three gals, two guys?
No.
Mm. Okay. Will you put the other girls on the phone?
Sure will. Just a second.
Thank you.
Enjoy your evening of nastiness.
Nasty.
Okay, you want the other two girls now?
Are you mad? Yeah, of course.
Are you okay?
Put them on.
Okay, here they are.
It's a happy ending. Took us an hour for this happy ending.
Hello.
Hi, who is this?
This is Gloria.
Hi, Gloria. Who's with you? Hope?
No, my sister Sue.
Your sister Sue. And gals, where are you from?
She lives right here in Manassas, and I just moved up here from Tampa.
Who's the celebrity that you gals think you most resemble?
Well, last time I was told it was Cher.
Sure.
She's a Gary Lucky.
Oh, hey, gals, can you hold on just a second?
Sure.
I will be right back, because joining us now from an airplane, here is the highly sedated Diana Sillman.
I'm not sedated.
Well, didn't your pills work?
Oh, I'm not highly sedated. Okay, I'm slightly sedated.
Are you
on? I have my big dog, too.
I told you, you got a big fluffy dog, and you got a bottle of pills.
Are you in the air? Are you in the air now, Diana?
No, right now we're sitting on the tarmac in Chicago.
Oh, you're in Chicago.
Yeah, so we're not in the air yet, but I'm really anxious because the movie they're going to show me is Waterworld, which is...
What a crappy movie to see on an airplane.
But that's okay.
Waterworld.
Waterworld.
Waterworld. Maybe you'll be in Waterworld.
What do you mean by that?
If the plane crashes.
I know.
The plane is not going to crash.
Oh, God, and she's on a plane. I would kill you if you did that to me.
Oh, man.
That's
wait till tomorrow.
No, listen, no, don't.
Oh, wait, pilot's talking. Sorry, the pilot's talking.
What's he saying?
Welcome aboard, stuff like that. Here, you want to listen?
Yeah.
Okay.
Aircraft is depart, pilot. It'll be our turn, so we should be doing so. Momentarily, I'd like the flight attendants to please prepare for takeoff.
Wow. Hey, there's some real drama. That's some real drama for you.
That's very cool.
Yeah, real drama. Ow.
So everything, what was that? What happened? Daryl
pulling? Daryl pulling a retractable cord like around my neck.
Are you supposed to be talking on that phone while you're taking off?
I guess. Everybody here seems to know that I'm on the phone. Yeah, I'm making quite a spectacle of myself anyway, like I do mostly.
Diana, have a safe trip.
Okay.
On the rest of the way, enjoy the movie.
Okay.
And please call us tomorrow.
I will do that.
And don't worry, I'm sure your plane won't crash.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Bye-bye. That's terrific.
Good luck, Diana. Bye.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye now.
I don't know how to hang up the phone. Do you have to do it first?
Good luck to you.
Good luck to you.
Bye.
Bye. Bye, D. There she is. There's Diana Sillman
with Daryl Nichols wrapping the cord around her neck.
That's the first place I go. Hi, hey, ladies.
Hello.
Hi, sorry about that. We had Diana on the phone.
That's okay.
Now, we were finding out that one of you looks like...
Cher.
Cher, and, yeah. And the other one looks like...
What do you look like? Oh. Melissa Gilbert.
Melissa Gilbert.
Oh. A name that always surfaces on the highway, like, you know.
And the other gal who was not with you, who do you think she looks like?
Oh, God. Who?
Really put her on the spot. Who do you think?
Man, we got 4 hours.
Don't think anybody.
All right. Don't think anybody. Meow. Well, listen, you guys.
Your own person.
You guys are going on a big date together. Put either Keith or Gary on the phone, will you?
Okay, sure. Bye, guys.
Meow.
Hello.
Hey, who's this? Keith or Gary?
This is Keith.
Keith, congratulations. Here's what you guys are doing.
Oh, this is great.
First off, everybody goes skiing with free lift passes, etc., at Hidden Valley Ski Resort. Skiing conditions are excellent due to the recent snowfall, so hit the slopes at Hidden Valley now. Plus, you guys are going to get $100 worth of gift certificates from the Ski Chalet. Ski Chalet is the Washington area specialty store for ski snowboarders, skaters, and outdoor enthusiasts. But wait, there's more. You guys are all going to see Tony Bennett live at the 9:30 Club, Tuesday, January 30th, that's next Tuesday. Spend an evening with Tony Bennett. Some people never lose their cool. Tickets are still available. Call Protex, 703-218-6500. Proceeds will benefit the AT Children's Project. So have a great time. Go skiing, go see Tony Bennett, and make sure you guys tell us everything that happens on your dream day.
Well, thank you, gentlemen.
You are quite welcome. Thanks, guys.
I think we're going to have to rent a minivan.
Yeah, well, that might be fun, too, Keith.
There you go.
This van's a-rockin'. This would be a-knockin'. Hold on a second, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Hold on. Thank you. There's a happy ending. Now, we still have two guys on the line.
Yeah, we have Jason and Scott, right?
No, Scott dropped off.
Dropped off again.
We have Jason and Tony. Jason?
No luck, guys.
No luck, Jason.
Let me play.
Let me make it up to you. A copy of D2, The Mighty Ducks.
Okay.
Featuring Emilio Estevez. From Buena Vista, translated Evil Disney.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Yeah,
hold on a second. And Tony in Baltimore. Tony.
Yeah.
Have any luck?
No.
Enjoy your copy of D2, The Mighty Ducks.
I will cherish it forever.
Emilio Estevez from Buena Vista Home Video. Tony, thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
That's how we do the Highway Love Connection.
That's it.
At about 1,000 people, we finally got a date.
Way to go, Keith and Gary.
Hope they have a good time. We'll be right back.
You realize this is being broadcast, don't you?
This is the Don and Mike Show.